Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump threatens Iran with dire consequences if it launches more attacks on a liquefied natural gas facility in Qatar. The BBC's Peter Bowes says the president's threat follows an Israeli strike on Iran's South Pars gas field and Iran's response.
In his post, President Trump says Israel violently lashed out at the South Pars gas field out of anger. The United States, he insisted, knew nothing about it and that Qatar was not involved. Unfortunately, the president says Iran did not know this and unjustifiably and unfairly attacked a portion of Qatar's liquefied natural gas facility. In capital letters, the president adds, no more attacks will be made by Israel relating to the Iranian gas field unless Tehran decided to strike Qatar again. If that happened, Mr. Trump said, the U.S. would not hesitate to launch a massive retaliatory attack, although he was reluctant because it would have long-term implications for Iran.
The Democrats' refusal to fund the Transportation Security Administration is seriously snarling air travel. Airport screeners not getting paid, not showing up for work. President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary nominee, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, says the funding impasse is putting our homeland at risk and amounts to playing with fire. More than 30 years after his death, sexual abuse allegations surfacing against United Farm Workers leader Cesar Chavez, allegations that he sexually abused underage girls and women. As expected, the Federal Reserve is keeping its key short-term interest rate unchanged. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell cites an increasingly uncertain outlook for the U.S. economy and for inflation. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 7 points, NASDAQ futures 30 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had a vehicle fire about 30 minutes ago, inner loop of the Beltway, Charles Street. Most of that has stopped right now. They've pretty much got it under control. But it looks like there may still be some activity on the right shoulder. So if you're traveling east of the JFX over towards 83 and eventually towards York Road, you'll see the flashing lights. And you might, just in case, want to hang out in the center and the left-hand lane. There was an accident overnight downtown. The word is right now St. Paul Street may be closed at Preston Street. So anybody coming off the JFX, you'd be better served on Maryland Avenue or Guilford Avenue. So we can check that out, get a confirmation on that. That would be on St. Paul, just south of Mount Royal Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in White Marsh and 31 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Baltimore residents attended a community town hall hosted by City State's Attorney Ivan Bates on Wednesday evening. The Solutions Pact meeting covered public safety issues, including juvenile crime and the problems involving smoke shops. Juvenile Services Secretary
Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino says the agency has seen reductions in some key areas, and while there's work to be done, the progress is encouraging. After hearing concerns about smoke shops, alcohol, tobacco, and Cannabis Commission Executive Director Jeffrey Kelly said the state has stepped up enforcement after closing a loophole on sales of THC products, especially those marketed to kids. A 19-year-old Anne Arundel County man has pleaded guilty to the 2025 killing of a garden center owner in Davidsonville. Jonah Poole admitted to murdering 67-year-old Stephen Koza, who was the owner of Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center. Koza was found dead in a pickup that had been set on fire in the parking lot of the business. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 901. The pick 4, 2078. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. 23 years in the business, 9 years right here on WCBM with your guarantees and results. Friends, when you plan to sell your home, choose the one I trust, Vinny Steo.
Sean, I really appreciate that. This year is going to be very exciting for a lot of reasons. The real estate market is moving quickly, especially for our sellers. In fact, I recently met with a family planning to retire, downsize, and make the most money when they sell later this year. And it was a good move. They called me in advance so we could work on some simple tips to get them top dollar. And they were thrilled with the stress-free plan and certainty they get with my upfront written guarantee. If I can't sell their home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to them.
So I'll say it again. Choose Vinny Steo. You'll be glad you did. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Birds were back in action yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, taking on the Jays as Jeremiah Jackson continued his push for a roster spot.
Takes it to heart.
Driven to the opposite field to right center, and it's gone. Jeremiah Jackson takes a 2-2 pitch the other way, and it is 3-1 Orioles.
Dan Shulman had the call on MLB TV. Jackson starting at second base yesterday. It's his first home run of the spring and was the difference in a 3-2 win over the Jays. That final infield spot with four games remaining is still up for grabs. Meanwhile, the Caps were on home ice last night. Their playoff chances dimming, taking on the hot Senators.
Rasmus Sandin in the pull-up. Carom scores! Ovechkin breaks the ice at home.
Joe P. had the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal coming at the 8-minute mark of the second, leading the Caps to a 4-1 win over the Sens. Number 922 on the career for the Grade 8. 999, by the way, if you count his playoff goals. And here's a news flash. The goal made him more history. Ovi joining Gordie Howe is the only players in NHL history with as many as 20 seasons with 25 or more goals. Coming up in 30 minutes, let the madness begin. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back once again. You are on Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, March the 19th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour,
City State's Attorney Ivan Bates warning about smoke shops and the dangers therein. Senator John Kennedy has a new idea to help save the Save America Act, we'll explain. But our top story here for you this morning, six Republicans, that's right, half a dozen Maryland Senate Republicans voted to pass the $71 billion budget boondoggle that was thrust upon us by Governor Tax and Spend More and by the progressive Marxist Democrats. In a 40-6 vote yesterday, the Maryland Senate approves this fiscal budget that intends to leave the state with a projected $250 million surplus. But remember, these projections aren't worth the paper that they're written on, based on the tech tax, boondoggle. And they claim to close the $1.4 billion deficit. The problem comes in that none of this really, this budget is about $1 billion more from last year's budget. So there's increased spending when they're claiming to cut things. These are fund transfers, gimmicks, all sorts of leisure domain. There's a word you don't hear that much anymore. And chicanery going on in the Maryland Democrats when they come with these budgets. And the big problem to me, I agree with Senate Minority Steve Hershey and others, that, again, while it does avoid the broad-based tax and fee increases, this is an election year budget. It is not a long-term fiscal decision. The structural deficit is approaching nearly $3 billion in the coming years. But again, they didn't want to raise taxes. They didn't want to raise any more fees that we know of yet. But what they did want to do is make sure that they didn't do any of the really hard work, because that might impact Governor Moore's presidential ambitions. Six Republicans. Let's name them. Again, Senator Chris West, first and foremost. He's one of these rhino types, one of these so-called moderate Republicans that likes to put his name on bills. I don't know why you would vote for a bill that just plummets the state further into a structural deficit into the future, but he did, along with Mike McKay, Johnny Motz, J.B. Jennings, Paul Quarterman, and Jack Bailey. All Maryland Republicans, all six, voted for this budget. Now, McKay, who represents part of Western Maryland, his excuse was, he goes, I've always voted for the budget in the General Assembly because I believe that if you're going to be part of the process and expect your colleagues to take you seriously when defending your constituents' priorities, then you should be willing to support the final product, even when it is not perfect. Well, message to Senator McKay, if you think your constituents are going to take you seriously and the Republican Party is going to take you seriously, I don't know. What good is it having an opposition party when they rubber stamp this kind of budget? Senator William Folden, I think, hit it right on the nail on the head. He said, we had hours to review this really lengthy, involved budget that increases the overall spending of the state by 5%. So while we're not adding any new taxes or fees, we're still increasing the state's budget to $71 billion. That's concerning for me, and just wish we had found a better way, a better path, to have more than 13 hours to look through this document. Yeah, 13 hours, that's all they got, because it's, guess what? When you have one-party rule, when it's the Democrat Party who is dominant, they get to shove things down the throats of a lot of Republicans, and even some have just run up the white flag like Senator Chris West. It is 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, it is time for the king of all traffic. Chuck the Body Whitaker is going to be joining us most shortly here, and now he's here. Okay.
Yes. All right, I was coughing. I had the volume.
That's okay. We understand that there are some issues going on right now.
There are some issues.
There are some
issues. Other than my usual issues.
Other than the proverbial issues that we have each and every day.
Yes, yes. We're looking for a vehicle that was broken down. It was a tractor trailer reported interloop at Liberty Road. Well, that's in the area where there's no shoulder. I've been looking back here at the ramp at Security Boulevard and up through the ramp there at Liberty Road. I don't see any impact. Maybe got started. Could be up on the shoulder beyond Liberty Road. I don't right now see it in that area. But heads up, if you're going north, maybe just north of Liberty Road on the right side. That was the report from the state police, so we're checking on that. Had been a wreck overnight in the city. involved an MTA bus. Apparently took out a utility pole. St. Paul Street may be closed after Mount Royal Avenue down at Preston Street. So again, if you come off the JFX at St. Paul Street, you might want to exit at Maryland Avenue and then work your way south from there. And then you can come back over to St. Paul Street around that area. Earlier, vehicle fire and the cleanup was on the inner loop around Charles Street. Should be pretty much contained now on the right-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast for your Thursday. Sunny today, low 50s, overnight temps in the upper 30s, mostly cloudy, mild tomorrow, highs near 60. Saturday, get ready for it, mid to upper 60s on the first full day of spring. So starting to warm up now. Just get out of these 30s here pretty shortly. Right now, 33 and clear in Annapolis, 30 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Jack Hughes, the star of Team USA Hockey, wants the puck from his golden goal in the Olympics, but the NHL Hall of Fame took the puck into their possession after the game, and they're refusing to give it back.
Ooh.
You know? If I were Team USA, I would ask the Team USA Baseball to give back those hockey jerseys that the team wore.
Yeah, right.
You know, those jerseys are for the winners only. Come on. Give them back. New survey suggested 19 million Americans have given serious consideration to shooting someone.
Oh.
Yeah. Survey would have been larger if it weren't for Dick Cheney, who had passed away a long time ago. Okay. Have you ever given thought to that, Chuck, and shooting anyone?
No comment.
Okay. That's a good thing. You responded.
Go on the record and say no.
All right. People are discarding their used nicotine pouches everywhere but in the garbage can. It's becoming a huge littering problem. The largest pouch they found is one belonging to Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. And that is some pouch, let me tell you. The list of most popular dog breeds in America is out for the first time in two decades. What do you think is number one? By the way, the dachshund is number five.
That's Henry.
Yeah, Henry the dachshund.
Poodle, golden doodle, lab.
All I know is that number one is French bulldog.
Yeah, okay.
What
happened
to Doberman? Right,
well, I don't know if it made the top five. I just have two of the top five, so we'll look it up for you.
Thank Maggie, you.
Because I know you're a big Doberman lover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But giving France's reluctance to support us in Iran, maybe we'll call them freedom bulldogs from here on. Get rid of them, right? Shia LaBeouf has sparked more controversy roaming around a hotel lobby in his skivvies.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been worse. He could have been wandering around in the LaBeouf.
Oh, geez.
As they say.
Thank goodness the skivvies were on.
The skivvies were on. I don't know if they were tidy whities or not.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be right up your alley because I know you're a big fan.
No.
Tidy whities.
No.
Spring breakers, rather, are overwhelming authorities in Florida. It's taking over the beaches, disturbing the peace with out-of-control drunken parties. This kind of party is...
What's new?
They haven't seen this kind of heavy partying since the Villages in Florida. Those parties get crazy to the Villages.
Somebody stepped on a soda bottle the other day that made that crackle noise. They
pop.
Thought it was a gunshot.
Yeah, and you see them scatter the video of the...
Looked like ants.
It was crazy elsewhere. By the way, we now can confirm that the National Weather Service has an EF0 tornado touchdown in Carroll County on Monday.
Wow.
So that, again...
Is that the picture that they were... Shooting around everywhere,
yeah.
The funnel.
They said it was 80 miles an hour, peak winds. The path length was a little under 2 miles, and the maximum width was 150 yards. So didn't cause much damage, thank God. But there was a tornado that did touch down. March Madness begins today. Chuck, did you fill out your bracket yet?
No.
I didn't either.
I don't even watch.
You don't watch a single college basketball game?
Mm-mm.
Well, no. It might be the reason why Brooksville's not one of the top 100 college basketball cities.
Nope.
Okay. Los Angeles, number one.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. was number 11. We'll get to Baltimore in just a second. College Park, Maryland was number 16.
Okay, that makes sense.
Kind of, because that's the University of Maryland is there. And
right.
Although they're not, there'll be a lot I'm watching, including the basketball team this year.
Didn't UMBC play last night or night before?
UMBC got beat by Howard.
Okay.
By the way, DeMatha, grad coaching Howard, Kenny Blackney. Emmitsburg, Maryland, number 58 on the list. And Baltimore finished at number 69 out of the top 100 basketball cities. But Los Angeles, they got a lot of basketball, a lot of great basketball in L.A. Durham, North Carolina, as you might imagine, was number two.
Oh, sure.
Lexington, Kentucky. I thought Kentucky would be number one. Maybe it's just a population thing. And then rounding out the top five, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Lawrence, Kansas. So a lot of people filling out brackets, missing work. Productivity will suffer over the next 3 weeks as people go crazy with that's why they call it March Madness.
You know, by the time the games come on at night, even when they get to the last four, I'm kind of interested just to see. Can't watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're late. Right, they're all late. That's why a lot of people like watching the games that start at some as early as 11 o'clock in the morning. So,
sure.
Yeah. But no worries. The Master is just around the bend.
That's all I worry about. Yeah. Let me live that far to see that.
And coming up in our Chuck's Food News segment, we've gotten the menu from Rory McIlroy.
Oh, I saw it. Yep.
Did you see the menu? That was crazy. And give us some thought. If you would ever win the Master, Masters, what would you like to have on your menu?
I would probably have barbecue ribs.
That's it?
And some other stuff.
He went to town on that menu.
Got to have some fixings.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll get to that in just a second. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And we're talking about the budget, including six Republicans, if you want to react to that. What good is having a Republican Party if they don't stand on principle, if they don't stand up to the Democrats? Yes, they're small in number, even out of the 12 or 13 in the in the Maryland State Senate, half of them decided, let's just give up, wave the white flag, and vote for the Democrat budget. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23. It is 23 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, with the update here on Thursday morning rush hour, is Lugnuts Johnson.
The broken down vehicle, inner loop near Liberty, cleared itself, and we're back to normal there. No impact at all. We're looking live, and we're in good shape southbound with a good flow of traffic right now and in the clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 50s. Temps in the upper 30s, but it's going to get nice here. Tomorrow's first day of spring, the vernal equinox. And then, of course, Saturday, we're going to be really nice. Mid to upper 60s before things cool back down by early next week. Right now, 36 in clear in Ocean City, 31 in Severn. We're talking about the Maryland Senate passing the budget. Now it has to pass in the House, of course, which it will. There might be a few things added or subtracted. Then it goes to conference. But Monday's crossover day in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, meaning that's the last day that a bill could have a chance to be heard in both houses and get out in within time. So any new bills that are introduced, there was one introduced this week on hiring folks in schools charged with serious crimes. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. But once again, we do find out that the foster care system here in Maryland, which is completely broken, got approval to spend almost $900 million to add more placements and strengthen standards of care for youth with the greatest health and behavioral needs. So that's nearly $1 billion. And this is exactly what most of these elected officials and politicians do. They throw money at the problem without actually addressing the problem. There is a system or lack of accountability in many of these state agencies, and this is just more, I think it proves positive that they don't really care about fixing it, they just throw money at it. And that's the solution for the left in just about everything they do is let's spend more money, let's raise more taxes, let's invest, quote-unquote, in these agencies. And these poor children caught up in the foster care Kanaya Ward, the 16-year-old who was left by herself and committed suicide at the Renaissance downtown, the hundreds of children that are stuck in hospital beds and or other, and they've now stopped the hotels, they've stopped the hospitals, and that's why they're arguing they need $900 million now to bolster the foster care system. And look, other than Secretary Lopez, and if he didn't get the DUI, if he didn't plead guilty to the DUI, he probably would still be on the job in the state of Maryland. So that's just incredible to me that incompetence, lack of empathy and compassion for the people that you're charged to take care of, foster children, is that let's just throw money at it, but let's not hold anybody really accountable, shall we? I do think there was criminal negligence there, but Ivan Bates thought otherwise. And I don't know if this is going to pass. I don't think it will in this session, but this is coming down the pike, and this is what you should know. There is a bill that has been introduced once again this year. It failed last session. This is House Bill 1374. Delegate Jared Solomon, Democrat, Marxist, Montgomery County. And what it would do is it would, because the gas tax is not now for the first time in a long time, it is not the number one source of revenue for transportation in the state of Maryland. The vehicle titling tax is, which was increased to 6.5%, up from 6, and the state also added a 3.5% tax on rental vehicle sales as well. So you remember that. Cars are traveling farther on less fuel because they're more fuel efficient. Why? Because elected leaders demanded it. And more drivers now are switching over to EVs. So what this bill would do, it would include electric and other fuel-efficient models. It would repeal the $125 annual zero-emission vehicle fee and replace it with a new highway use fee. That's right. Drivers would then pay the flat fee, or you could choose to pay by the mile. And according to Hendren, they said, so what we're looking at is how we move towards all vehicles paying by the mile versus just a portion of vehicles and having a choice between a flat fee and a distance-based approach. Now, a pilot program in Maryland found drivers paid $19 a month through the gas tax on average, but under the usage mileage-based system, it would increase to $23 a month. So here we go again. Another way for our elected scheming robber barons to try to get us to pay more money for the vehicles that we drive. So this is all, they mandate or they promote, incentivize, switch to an EV, go to a hybrid, buy a more fuel-efficient car, and then they raise the CAFE standards, making sure that the automakers have to give us these vehicles, these models, some of which we don't want, don't care to drive. After they do all of that, once they convince you to go with an EV or a hybrid or a more fuel-efficient vehicle, then they penalize you for it because they can't reduce the size of government. They can't resist the urge to spend more, to tax more. And who gets left holding the bag? It's you and me and the rest of us out there. So, as I said, I don't think this is going to pass in this session. Four states have already done it, Virginia, Utah, Oregon, and Hawaii. But I do think it's coming down the pike. Maybe, if not in special session, maybe the next session after, Governor Thaksin spend more is through with his presidential run. Which hopefully will be sooner rather than later. But there you have it. We knew it was coming. It's called the mileage-based or usage fee, in which you would be charged on how much you actually drive and not how much you fill up. You kind of are that anyway based on the gas tax. If you drive more, you use more gas. If you have a less fuel-efficient car, you use more gas. But this one, they found a way to get you to pay even more than the gas tax charge per month. This is with this usage fee. So keep an eye on that. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at Senator Kennedy's novel idea to rescue the Save America Act. It's 6:30. Time for some news headlines here once again with the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that 8 people were injured when an MTA bus crashed into a car in Baltimore's Midtown Belvedere neighborhood on Thursday. Firefighters were notified of the collision shortly before 1:15 a.m., and that's when they were sent to the 100 block of East Preston Street, according to authorities. Fire officials said all of the crash victims were transported to local hospitals with injuries that range from minor to very serious. Baltimore County leaders say violent crime has hit a 5-year low. At the end of December, the county had recorded 28 homicides compared to 55 in 2021, representing a 49% decrease. And during the same time period, there was a 45% drop in non-fatal shootings. Baltimore County police also say the clearance rates for homicides and non-fatal shootings reached a record high last year, exceeding the national average. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the homicides and non-fatal shootings underscores the department's ongoing focus on prevention, community engagement, and successful enforcement strategies. And 11 students were evaluated after someone set off pepper spray in a Baltimore County school bus on Wednesday. The incident happened at around 4 p.m. in the 8300 block of Pleasant Plains Road in Towson. The bus driver returned to the school and a hazmat team responded to clear the scene. Officials say the pepper spray was apparently activated by a student who found the canister attached to a set of keys that had been left on the bus during an earlier route. Last week, there was a pepper spray incident on a school bus on Ebenezer Road in White Marsh. And Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says no charges will be filed in connection with a deadly police-involved shooting in Salisbury. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees.
6:32 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Yeah, it looks like there might be a new problem on the VW Parkway northbound at 197 with an accident. Excuse me. With an accident there on the northbound side. And very quickly backed up already to the ramp at 197. So you have the exit there. After that, you'll have a delay northbound for at least a half a mile and building right now on 295. Southbound might see it, so that could be a problem as well. But definitely the slowdown right now is northbound. There's a new wreck downtown at Dr. King at Utah Street. St. Paul Street had a closure overnight at Preston Street with a bus involved and a utility pole. St. Paul Street apparently is still closed in that area. Maryland Avenue or Guilford Avenue can get around that area without any problem. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Couple of things to come out of that O's game yesterday in Dunedin, Florida. A 3-2 win over the Blue Jays. Most impressive was big Albert Suarez attempting a comeback from a washout in 2025. Vying for a bullpen spot, pitching four innings of one-run ball, allowing three hits, striking out five. Manager Albernez after the game on Suarez.
The fastball had a little extra life hit today. Off-speed offerings were there. Slide breaking ball was sharp. Did a good job controlling the strike zone. But yeah, it was a solid day for Suarez.
Albernez also noting the performance of Jeremiah Jackson getting the start at second base yesterday. Versatility and power, an opposite field home run in that 3-2 win. Ravens news, the team watching its 12th player walk away yesterday. This time it's wide receiver Tylan Wallace. Joining Todd Monken now in Cleveland. Wallace, of course, had his moments here in Baltimore. You remember that day back in 2024.
Tylan Wallace from the 25. Tylan Wallace breaks out of a tackle, takes it down the sideline, he stays inbounds, he stays on his feet, he takes it all the way, and ends the game! There are no flags!
Call was on Fox TV. Wallace, the 76-yard punt return, beat the Rams in OT that day back in 2024. Other NFL news, the league looking into the possibility of hiring replacement refs in case the CBA with the NFL Referees Association hits the skids. A source telling ESPN's Adam Schefter that, quote, frustration is mounting among owners over the state of negotiations, which is nowhere near the level of frustration that football fans have with the officials in general. Meanwhile, that second part wasn't a quote. That was an opinion. Meanwhile, on to more pleasant thoughts. Let the madness begin. Talking about March Madness, of course. Employee absenteeism will run rampant. Salespeople saying they're going on calls will hit the bars instead. Last night, it was Miami of Ohio punching their ticket into the tournament.
Elmer from the deep end!
Good at the launch one.
This one from long range, as you touched on with Elmer.
Jordan Kent and Jim Spanarkel had the call on True TV. Of course Miami of Ohio should have gotten in. And yes, they're fun to watch. Six threes by Ian Elmer, 16 in all for the Red Hawks, 89-79 over SMU. They get number 6 Tennessee today in the Midwest, and it all tips off at 12:15 p.m. this afternoon with an 8-9 matchup, TCU against Ohio State. The time now is 6:37. When we return, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Hey Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Okay, so the question to the answer actually to the question that you asked me before the show is no.
You do not fill out a bracket.
That wasn't the question.
Oh, okay. Well, which question was it? Because I have many questions for you.
Right. Actually, that was one of the questions. You're absolutely right. But the question was, has anybody ever filled out a perfect bracket?
Yes.
Okay. So the answer to that is no.
No.
This is according to ESPN research. No one has ever filled out a correct bracket, 63-0, basically.
And that would be the bracket on ESPN, because how could they know about other brackets?
Well, it's just there's no verified reports of it happening at all. Okay.
What are the odds?
That's a good question. Okay. So I've got that. According to AI... because, of course, this whole report is AI.
Right.
I'm not even here,
exactly.
Actually. Right?
Yeah, at least you're a hologram.
Right. One in 9.2 quintillion.
Wow.
What is a quintillion? Like, how many zeros? Yeah. Okay, how many zeros is a quintillion off the top of your head?
I don't know. 23.
Maybe. I have no idea. Yeah. Anyway, one in 9.2 quintillion is the odds of somebody getting a 63-0 bracket.
Wow.
Okay? So, according to, yeah. Now, I wonder, though, does Warren Buffett still give away the $1 million? Because remember, he used to do
that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, so no one's ever gotten that.
No.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good question. By the way, our sales department says they just, you know, don't go to bars on March Madness.
That's not true. Every salesperson goes to a bar on March Madness. I used to be a salesperson. That happens. They're
yes,
all
it does.
There. Right. Ties are off.
That's exactly.
They're all there.
Yeah, they don't even come to work anyway. They just go right to the bar.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. If the Democrat-opposed Save America Act crashes and burns, President Trump says he knows who's going to feel the heat. He said the Save America Act is one of the most important and consequential pieces of legislation in the history of Congress and America itself. He noted the bill goes deeper than its provisions that would reform elections to require voter ID. No more rigged elections, voter ID, proof of citizenship. No rigged mail-in voting. We're the only country in the world that allows this. No men and women's sports. No transgender mutilization of our children. These are 90 to 99% issues, all, he wrote. Only sick, demented, or deranged people in the House or Senate would vote against the Save America Act. If they do, each one of these points separately will be used against the user in his or her political campaign for office, a guaranteed loss. Well, one name is going to be Lisa Murkowski. Tom Tillis is gone anyway, so he doesn't care. So we'll see. He's urging, get your senators, Republican or Democrat, to vote yes on the Save America Act. Does not look like, I know the debate is ongoing now in the Senate, but it doesn't look like that they're going to get the votes or have the votes. And he's not, John Thune's not willing to change the rules. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi talked about this years ago, that all it takes is 51 votes to change the rules in the Senate. It's not a law, it's not statute, it's a rule in the Senate. Thune lacks the gonads to get that done. John Kennedy, the senator, has a, I think it's got an idea it's well worth looking at least.
We need to try to pass this legislation through reconciliation. Now, you know how reconciliation works, Mr. President. It means we can pass this bill with 50 Republican votes and the vice president to break the tie. That's how we pass the one big, beautiful bill. I would hope to get some of my Democratic friends to support us, but we don't have to have them. That's harder than I described because, as you know, Mr. President, there are parameters on reconciliation. Anything you propose through reconciliation has to be paid for. We can find the money to pay for it. And anything you pass through reconciliation has to conform with the contours of the Budget Control Act. We call that giving a provision a bird bath. And our parliamentarian decides what passes muster under the Budget Control Act and what doesn't. Now, we've got a lot of smart lawyers in the United States Senate. Every single one of them thinks they're Oliver Wendell Scalia. But we've got a lot of other smart lawyers in America. Here's what I'm getting at. We have yet to try going to these smart lawyers, some in the Senate and some, believe it or not in the Senate, and saying, craft us a SAVE Act that will pass muster under the Budget Control Act and can be blessed by the parliamentarian. And some of my colleagues, those Oliver Wendell Scalia types, they say, Kennedy, you know, that you'll never be able to do that. They don't know. I've been here 10 years. I've seen things pass muster, survive a bird bath that I didn't think had a hope in hell. And I've seen provisions pass the parliamentarian's judgment under a bird bath that I've seen them not pass that I thought were slam dunks. You don't know till you try. And we haven't tried. And if this bill is as important as everybody says it is, and I think it is, because we're not just talking about voting, we're talking about the confidence, the trust of the American people in our elections. If this bill is as important as we say it is, we should try it through reconciliation.
Here, here, Senator John Kennedy, and the bird bath he keeps referring to is the Byrd Rule. That's the Robert Byrd Rule, the former Democrat. That these items have to have direct impact on the budget, otherwise they can be stripped out in a bird bath, if you will. But I think it's worth the effort. It's worth trying if Thune and the rest of the Republican leadership aren't willing to change the rule on the filibuster, then let's try to get it through. Work for the one big beautiful bill. Why not? The Save America Act. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And delays 295 northbound on the parkway coming up to 197. Not sure which lane is affected yet. Of course, the parkway is only two lanes anyway, so anything there at all has an impact, and we're backed up, and it's pretty solid right here at the ramp at 197. Southbound might be able to see it, and I would give a heads up there for some slowing opposite the accident scene southbound. Harford County, new report of a wreck, I-95 southbound at Route 24. We can't see it. The camera there doesn't work. The report is they're in the right lane. So heads up if you're coming south from Bell Camp on 95. The accident downtown overnight involved an MTA bus. Took out a utility pole. St. Paul Street is affected at Preston Street. So that's going to impact the traffic after Mount Royal Avenue. So again, Maryland Avenue or Guilford Avenue, the detour through there. There is a wreck on the west side of downtown at Dr. King at Utah Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, highs in the low 50s, overnight temps in the upper 30s. Right now, 31 in the city, 33 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
We have the meats.
The meats. They've got the meats over at Shake Shack, offering free chicken shack with a $10 purchase now through April 1st. They're calling it the spring chicken deal.
Oh,
yeah. Get a free chicken shack or chicken shack lettuce wrap. You have to use the code spring chicken app or website or in the in-restaurant kiosk there. Spring chicken is your code. The protein trend continues. Everything now has got the protein in it.
Yeah, but what is this protein? That's what frightens me. Protein gum. Yeah. Protein, you know.
Well, it could be plant protein. Could be plant-based protein. Could be animal protein. Kraft mac and cheese is now joining the protein chat. They're putting,
that's going to do some damage.
Pizza Hut dropping Space Jam boxes to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Space Jam. Two medium pizzas, one hand-tossed crust plus breadsticks and cinnamon sticks, all for just $21.99 at your participating Pizza Hut. There's also McDonald's new Happy Meal comes with mini Crocs for the kids. The Crocs, you know those shoes?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, you get mini Crocs with your Happy Meal now at Mickey D's. But the big food news story is Rory McIlroy, the Masters champion. And, of course, this year's Masters underway at the dinner is being held April the 7th. And the Masters champion gets to pick his dinner, gets to pick his menu, right?
Right.
And so he picked, listen to this menu, appetizers, peach and ricotta flatbread, rock shrimp tempura, bacon-wrapped dates, grilled elk sliders.
No.
The rock shrimp tempura is good, though.
Yeah, that's good.
First course, yellowfin tuna carpaccio with full gras. Toasted baguette and chives. Then here's your main course. Choice of Wagyu filet mignon or seared salmon. You're also going to have sautéed Brussels sprouts, glazed carrots with brown butter, crispy Vidalia onion rings as well. For dessert, he's chosen the sticky toffee pudding.
Mm. Vanilla, sticky toffee
vanilla
pudding.
Ice cream with warm toffee sauce.
Oh, very nice.
But everybody's talking about his selection of wines to go with the meal. Champagne, of course. One of those is a 1990 Chateau Lafite Rothschild form of Bordeaux, which is pretty pricey.
$2,000 a bottle.
$2,000 a bottle. Only Chuck would know that because, after all, Chuck probably bartered for that at one point. You know,
One time.
Maybe multiple times. All right, so the big question, should you ever win the Masters, which probably is not going to happen, but
no. It's
nice to dream. What would be on your menu?
Well, I would think, being a Marylander at heart, probably we would have a crab feast.
Oh, you want a crab feast instead of like a sit-down dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a crab feast, have Jimmy's Famous Seafood take care of that.
Lock in.
Because they're the best. They're the best on Halliburton Avenue, just not too far from Dundalk Avenue.
We knew it was coming as well. I'm shocked that we didn't get another one, but that's okay.
That's okay. But yeah, I think that would be something different.
That would be different, having a crab feast instead of a sit-down dinner.
Yeah.
But what would you have in addition to the crabs? Because crabs, you know, they're great. They sit there and pick crabs.
You got to have soup.
They're not that filling.
Beef. You got to have everything
okay.
they had.
All right. You want everything that... that's, so you were in, you died and went to heaven on during that roast.
Everybody did.
Yeah, that's right.
My sister had a pocketbook full of crab soup going home.
That's hard to do. What, you put in a plastic bag?
What's that sloshing? She said, I don't know.
It's makeup.
Yeah, that was good stuff, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Oh, my God, everything was wonderful.
Yeah, that really was. That was a great night. So we'll see if we can do it again sometime in the near future. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate yep. that. It's 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. What do you think of Senator Kennedy's idea, reconciliation, to get the Save America Act passed, just like the one big, beautiful bill? Oh, we caught Senator Chuck U. Schumer. He slipped up a little bit and admitted here that illegal aliens do vote.
The core of the bill is handing the voter rolls over to DHS, putting them through an algorithm designed by Moj and Musk. That supposedly knocks out illegal immigrants from voting. But the evidence is almost no illegal immigrants vote.
Uh-oh. That's not no illegal aliens. He says almost. Almost no illegal aliens vote. We know that not to be true. There's evidence of it. There's physical evidence. We have people that have been prosecuted. I think we just had one last week, an illegal alien that got caught, voting. So... the question is, a lot of them don't get caught because here's the way they work their scheme. As I've said repeatedly, they know where the illegal aliens are registered to vote thanks to Motor Voter and everything else. And they know that these mail-in ballots go to vacant addresses, empty storefronts, gas stations, apartment complexes, Walmarts, you name it. And, the post office knows where these mail-in ballots go. And so what happens is they're collected. And then there are people vote in their names. Okay, so it's not the actual illegal aliens voting, but it's the fraudulent voting in their names. That's what we have to stop, and that's why we must have the Save America Act. All right, coming up next, Ivan Bates warning about the smoke shops and what's going on inside some of these places are popping up all over Baltimore City. It's 6:50. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
It's 8 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Casey and Company on this Thursday morning. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mayor BS is pushing back on the Inspector General's report on the Monzi sidestep false invoices scandal. We got that. We have our MAGA update. The President's NATO threat is going to produce results. You wait and see. And we'll tell you, talk about a new bill that is proposing to ban Maryland schools hiring staff charged with serious crimes. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Baltimore County police have an investigation. They're closing Scott's Level Road in the area of Winans Road. It's kind of north and west of the Beltway and south of 795. So local traffic there, heads up, there's a detour underway in that area. Northbound 295, looking at you live. You're still sitting here, kind of crawling. There's a wreck northbound after the bridge here at 197. And again, it doesn't take much to back up the parkway with only a two-lane road. The northbound side may eventually back up towards Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny. Low 50s today, overnight temp in the upper 30s, and then things get better Friday and Saturday. We should be in the mid to upper 60s. So hang in for that, Glenn. Bernie right now, partly cloudy, 32, and it is 32 in Middle River. So there was a town hall meeting, if you will, of at Digital Harbor High School in Baltimore City that was convened by Baltimore City, City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. He has concerns about smoke shops and what residents are saying, dangerous illegal activity inside them, all popping up all over the city. And this was held last night for a public forum focused on a citywide crackdown. Apparently, City Councilman Antonio Glover alerted Bates to the smoke shops and safety issues affecting his district, including reports of young people having violent reactions to marijuana, being suspected being laced with fentanyl, because that's what they do. They cut some of this stuff and you know, to expand the drug. And this is just bad, nasty stuff that's going on. The best advice you can give is, you know, don't do it in the first place. But the people that do think they're smoking weed end up getting hurt or even killed. And here's what Bates said at last night's forum.
Families talking about how their young people were going and buying things from the smoke shop and how they were having negative reactions, whether it was marijuana, whether it was gummies laced with drugs in them.
The one business owner got up and talked to raise concerns about how quickly these smoke shops pop up out of nowhere.
As a business owner, I have to jump through hoops to open up a store. These places are opening up overnight. They're popping up like weeds in every community, and there is no way that they have gone through the permit process that it takes to come to be legal in Baltimore City.
Of course they haven't. They're just allowed to set up shop. Instead, you know, we got Baltimore restaurant owners and others that are rousted. They're harassed by the city inspectors and so on, legitimate law-abiding business owners. Remember, it was the Block a couple of years ago, and now it's other business owners. It's tough to do business in the city, but these smoke shops, these renegades, these rogue operations are allowed to open up and operate with impunity. And Bates talked about the BPD making an arrest recently at one of these shops.
My understanding, if I'm not mistaken, I think BPD made an arrest yesterday of an individual, I think 2.5 pounds of marijuana, was allegedly in a vest and walking around with a shotgun and allegedly selling, you know, marijuana. That's type of activity we cannot happen and we cannot have.
Yeah, he talked about it. There was BPD said yesterday a man was arrested, 2 pounds of suspected cannabis seized during the execution of a search warrant at a smoke shop in Baltimore. According to the BPD, the search and seizure warrant at a smoke shop on East Monument Street, 2 full pounds of suspected weed that had been individually packaged for sale. The man was wearing a ballistic vest labeled armed security. He was in possession of a loaded rifle and had been seen selling the weed from within the shop. He was arrested and taken to Baltimore Central Booking Intake, where he's facing controlled substance and gun-related charges. We'll see. We don't have a name yet, so we don't even know if he's an adult or not. But so what's the next step? The city state's attorney thinks that, you know, again, calling attention to this problem is one thing, but next is taking some action.
You know, we've worked really hard as a city to lower our crime numbers in reference to violent crime or murders, and we need to take it the next step to make sure our communities feel safe and that we make sure that our children are safe. And that's why we're focused on smoke shops.
And I applaud the city state's attorney for wanting to crack down on these smoke shops, et cetera. But we need, in addition to that, we need public forums on the exploding exponential problem of juvenile crime. And we've watched down in Annapolis where year after year, pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, pro-juvenile thug Marxist Democrats have passed bill after bill after bill to create an environment where their behavior, their criminal thuggish behavior is accepted. It is tolerated. They go unpunished. There is no accountability whatsoever. Just like the smoke shops. I mean, we can apply the same pressure to the smoke shops that Ivan Bates wants to do. The same pressure should be applied to these juvenile thugs and perhaps maybe even their parents for their negligence, for their child abuse, for their aiding and abetting criminal behavior. I don't know. Maybe it's a stretch, but maybe you apply the RICO Act here as they did with La Cosa Nostra, the mafia, for criminal conspiracy, especially if the parents, I'm not saying all the parents know and are aiding or abetting in the actual crime itself, but if you don't know, if your 14-year-old is out running the streets at all hours of the night, carjacking and stealing and physically assaulting people. I got the shop owner the other day that was sprayed with a fire extinguisher by a juvenile so they could get away with a robbery. This kind of activity must end. If Baltimore is serious about wanting to see their violent crime be reduced, they can't ignore the violent crime that's being committed by violent juvenile thugs as well. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up next, Mayor BS pushing back on the Inspector General over the Monzi false invoices, and we've got our MAGA update. Stay tuned.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is responding to Iran's latest strikes on its Gulf Arab neighbors.
An Israeli attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field Wednesday prompted the Islamic Republic's president to warn of uncontrollable consequences that could engulf the entire world. And Tehran followed up with strikes on its Persian Gulf neighbors, hitting gas facilities in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Earlier, a source told AP the U.S. was informed of Israel's planned strike, but did not take part. On social media, President Trump wrote Israel would not attack South Pars again, but warned if Iran continues striking Qatar's energy infrastructure, the U.S. would retaliate, and in his words, massively blow up the entirety. I'm Ben Thomas.
Saudi Arabia says damage assessment is now underway after a drone strike on its Samraf refinery on the Red Sea. $3.88 a gallon, AAA's national average for gasoline as of this morning, and that's up 4 cents a gallon from yesterday. Former Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent's claim that Iran does not pose an imminent threat to the U.S. is being refuted by the White House.
We don't want somebody leading the counterterrorism task force who cannot agree that the number one state sponsor of terror in this world did not pose a threat to the United States. That's what another falsehood he said in his letter of resignation, which is just unequivocally false. It's backed by intelligence.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. A tiny Southern California desert community has tied the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. 108-degree day in North Shore, California, came amid that record-breaking winter heat wave that is gripping the Southwest. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 47 points, NASDAQ futures off 58, S&P futures 8 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're nearing retirement, stop what you're doing and listen, because what's unfolding right now could hit your 401k or IRA harder than anything we've seen in years. Military escalation across the Middle East, a tariff war spilling into the courts, the U.S. dollar facing pressure that historically signals one thing, a flight to safety. Smart money has been moving into gold and silver, and it's not slowing down. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold investment kit, plus a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's eye-opening book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty-free through Advantage Gold. The next news cycle won't wait for you. Get into position now. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning.
morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The slowing on the BW Parkway still there. The wreck is northbound right at the bridge at 197. Very slow crawling on the northbound side, backing up through the ramps at 198. Will affect your ride coming up from Powder Mill Road. Made a quick swing through Annapolis. No problems at all. Clear at the Bay Bridge, Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Still okay at I-97 southbound at Route 32. Reminder, Baltimore County has a road closure at Scott's Level Road near Winans Road. Some police activity and a detour underway in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Owings Mills and 33 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Hagerstown man has admitted to his part in a large-scale drug operation in West Virginia with ties to the Sinaloa drug cartel in Mexico. David Reyes pleaded guilty to federal charges, including intent to distribute cocaine, fentanyl, and heroin. Reyes was a supplier, an organizer, and decision-maker in the drug operation out of an auto body shop in Martinsburg. Reyes and others in the organization imported significant amounts of drugs from Puerto Rico through the U.S. Postal Service and a source connected to the cartel. And Baltimore residents attended a community town hall hosted by Ivan Bates on Wednesday evening. The Solutions Pact meeting covered public safety issues, including juvenile crime and the problems involving smoke shops. Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino says the agency is seeking reductions in some key areas. And while there's work to be done, the progress is encouraging. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 901, the pick four, 2078. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you're ready to move more this season, walk farther, exercise stronger, stay motivated for spring activities, but your stamina isn't keeping up, listen closely. Rescue Orsine is formulated to help you feel energized and stay active without the caffeine jitters. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code MYENERGY. Your body runs on ATP. The natural energy powers every muscle, every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down along with endurance and recovery. Rescue Orsine features research-backed ingredients that support ATP production at the cellular level, helping you power through workouts. Get outside more and stay consistent with your fitness goals. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY to buy one bottle of Orsine to get one free. Or you can call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to spring forward with lasting energy. Shop Orsine at res-q.com with code MYENERGY.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05 brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the buzz among the Orioles yesterday was the fact that Gunnar Henderson wasn't in the starting lineup when Venezuela beat Team USA in the WBC. Tyler O'Neill telling the Baltimore Sun, quote, "I recognize that Team USA's roster was stacked, but it was kind of crazy seeing Gunnar Henderson on the bench." Now, for his part, Gunnar demurred when asked the question himself, but told field reporter Danielle Pitts how proud he was to wear the jersey and who he was playing for.
Those who served and serving currently, and then also my grandfather, he passed away about a month ago, so playing for him, and this whole season's for him.
As it should be. The Ravens news team watching wide receiver Tylan Wallace walk away. He's the 12th free agent to leave town. And the U.S. World Cup cities finally got the money that they were promised yesterday to pay for security as the tournament approaches in the summer. The final tally is $625 million. There are 11 cities hosting cup games, so about $55 million for each city. Security for the 2026 World Cup is primarily funded by the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. So basically, it comes out of your pocket. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Birds doing something this year that fans have wanted for a long, long time. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here, AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app here. And, of course, our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, there's a new bill introduced that would ban Maryland schools from hiring staff that have been charged with serious crimes. The president's NATO threat is going to reap dividends. Just you wait and see. But our top story here today, pushback has begun between the mayor's office and the office of Inspector General Isabel Cumming over her report recently on was released on St. Patrick's Day, which has found a youth diversion program, the Sidestep program, run through the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, which is no longer, the program is no longer in existence. But it found alleged fraudulent invoices from two community-based organizations that could end up costing taxpayers thousands of dollars in Baltimore City. And the mayor, as you might imagine, pushed back yesterday defending his Sidestep program. And, of course, this is just tip of the iceberg, I believe, because Safe Streets, there's probably a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow.
Let's not get distracted here from what folks are trying to do. They're trying to build a case to discredit something that they don't believe in.
No, what they're trying to do is to trace taxpayer dollars to make sure that what you are claiming, that these agencies, whether you believe it or not, and there are many things that I don't believe in that the mayor does or the governor does, but once taxpayer money is appropriated for it, it's not a question of whether you believe it. It's a question of whether it's working, whether you are there's any kind of performance metrics that these tax dollars are not being wasted or not being gifted or being misappropriated for any reason. So that's a nice try, Mr. Mayor, to try to distract with the distraction argument. And then this whopper from the mayor that he believes that Monzi is the real victim here and not the taxpayers.
Monzi in the city would be the victim here.
Can you believe that hubris? It's Monzi. How dare you question my Monzi? How dare you question my Safe Streets, my Sidesteps, or what have you? So, again, this is just amazing. And they keep saying that the excuse here, this is a pilot program. This is a pilot program. Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was a pilot program to see if you could get away with it. If you could get away with using tax dollars for whatever reason you wanted to. And one of the arguments being made by the now director of Monzi, Stephanie Mavronis, saying that this oversight report provides virtually no detail about the alleged instances of overbilling that Monzi could use to review or address the concern. She says the report does not include the organization's name, specific amount, specific date, or any corresponding information, which is surprising given the OIG has referred this matter for criminal investigation. Two separate criminal charges, by the way. Mavronis wrote, quote, since there's no rationale for the limited detail included in the report, it is unclear to Monzi why this information and the corresponding allegations are provided without specifics and without corresponding exhibits. End of quote. Well, that led Isabel Cumming to a snark back that Monzi and the city's law department have the unredacted documents, not OIG. That's why oversight is needed, rather. Boom emoji added to that statement. Mackenzie Frost will be with us a little bit later on in the show. Grilled the mayor about this problem yesterday.
Mayor Scott, because your administration will not comply with the subpoenas from the OIG, given this investigation or potentially conflicts with other requests for information. How can city taxpayers feel assured that fraud or fraudulent activity isn't going on with other agencies or other programs?
Well, first of all, Mackenzie, your question is just blatantly wrong.
Is your administration complying with the subpoena then?
The subpoena portion is really for outside. The other agencies provide documentation to the Inspector General probably on a daily basis. We're going to continue to do that as we always have. But for what you in particular have to understand, what we are not going to do, even if she wants us to do it, is give her information that we cannot give her based on state law.
All right, so we'll get to that and the other questions that Mackenzie asked in just a second. Mackenzie will join us a little bit later on in the program right after the 8:30 news, and we have some questions about this. Seems to me that Mayor Scott makes this personal. You in particular, once again, your question is blatantly wrong. Instead of just responding to the question or not, this has become personal, I think. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
So the wreck on I-95 in Harford County is in an area where we can't see it, but it's affecting some of the ramp at 95 South at Route 24. So that's around the 76-mile marker through there. New wreck just outside of Queenstown on the eastern shore, 301 southbound at Route 304, and the report there says the left-hand lane is blocked. We are still backed up on the BW Parkway for the traffic. Still crawling. It's maybe picked up a little bit of speed, but really bad right now. Northbound coming up from Powder Mill Road, 198, 197 on the northbound side. Anything there could knock us down to 50% of the capacity because the road is only two lanes each way on the parkway, and this backup is pretty solid for the traffic on the northbound side. Beltway, no big issues. The slowing on 895 is around the normal area past O'Donnell Street. 95 at last check was filling in after O'Donnell Street, but clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Sunny, low 50s today, upper 30s tonight, cloudy, mild tomorrow, highs near 60. And then Saturday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, mid to upper 60s for the high. Right now, clear 30 in Forest Hill, 32 in Dundalk. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, President Trump announced on Truth Social that Israel hit a major facility known as the South Pars gas field in Iran. This is prompting Iran to launch retaliatory attacks on Qatar's liquid natural gas facility. And Qatari officials said Iran's attacks called extensive damage. The president said that Israel violently lashed out and hit these gas fields in Iran, claiming that the U.S. knew nothing of the attack and that no more attacks will be made by Israel. So right now there's a little bit of either miscommunication or lack of understanding between Israel and the president. Again, the president does not want to destroy the energy infrastructure of Iran so that they can have something to rebuild once the war is over. And the president said he still has not made up his mind yet on whether or not to send special ops or anybody in the country to retrieve that enriched uranium that they still have in their possession. So he's not made up his mind. That's what he's saying publicly. Yesterday we talked a little bit about why some of this economic turnaround takes a little bit longer than we had anticipated. And I think Victor Davis Hanson, who I have a lot of respect for, he talked about that this is really the second revolution that we're now experiencing in the United States history, this counter-revolution, and it has to do with the British Empire and the global reset. It's not the reset that the elitists and the globalists thought they were going to get. Instead, President Trump is delivering a different kind of reset.
We're watching the greatest counter-revolution in some 90 years. We have not seen any president try to radically change the political calculus and the nature of government since FDR did it from the left during the New Deal of the mid-1930s. And what do I mean by that? Donald Trump closed the border. He's basically declared war on DEI, and he's winning that argument. Abroad, we see that Iran no longer poses a nuclear threat for the immediate future. The universities are rushing and competing with each other to cut a deal with Donald Trump. Trump is winning on all of these social and cultural issues. What he's trying to do is tell the American people that the left exercises power even when they do not control government, any branch of government, and they exercise power even though on most of the issues, if not all of them, their constituency is only 40%. The majority of the American people oppose their agenda. We're going to see in the next year a frenzy, a frantic, almost out-of-mind reaction from the left, because they know that if this counter-revolution succeeds, it'll be very difficult for them to push down an unpopular agenda down the throat of the American people. So brace yourself. We're looking at the resistance coming up to the counter-revolution, and it's going to be fierce and unhinged.
I think he's absolutely 100% right on that. And then the fallout continues from the Joe Kent resignation. Vice President Vance was asked yesterday at an event about Kent's resignation.
Now, I know Joe Kent a little bit. I like Joe Kent. You heard the President of the United States say yesterday that he likes Joe Kent, too. But it's one thing to have a disagreement of opinion. I know the president very well. He welcomes differences of opinion. He likes it when people express their views about what should happen. He listens to everybody. It's one of the great things I like about him is that whether you're the gardener at Mar-a-Lago or whether you're the Secretary of the State, the president cares about what you think about an issue. He recognizes that everybody has smarts and everybody has wisdom. That said, whatever your view is, when the President of the United States makes a decision, it's your job to help make that decision as effective and successful as possible.
Indeed. And last night, Joe Kent went on the Tucker Carlson podcast. He has agreed to an interview by Mark Levin on Mark Levin's show. So we'll see what he has to say there. But there is a report out today that from Shelby Talcott, White House correspondent for Semaphore, reporting that according to three sources, Kent, who resigned from his position on Tuesday, is being investigated by the FBI for alleged leaks of classified information that predates his departure. And a fourth source has now confirmed this. So he was suspected of being a leaker. Maybe even the Secretary of War and the President or others gave him false information to see if it got out and then it would prove who was leaking. That's speculation on my part, but we'll have to wait and see. And despite detractors, despite the MAGA influencers, some of them paid, some of them not, MAGA remains intact. According to CNN's Harry Enten, 100% of MAGA supports Trump. 90% of MAGA voters now approve of Trump's U.S. military action in Iran, according to the CNN poll. And that's the way it was 424 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more coming up with Mayor Scott pushing back against the Office of Inspector General. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, the president's NATO threat, I think, is already beginning to reap dividends and get some results. We'll explain. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 721 on WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruit, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents. Combining modern technology such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website, with old-school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end, result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh. Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
And again, not much change on this wreck on the BW Parkway. It is northbound near 197 and looking at the camera at 198 and even back at Powder Mill Road. And it's just crawling on the northbound side. It's way out of your way to go over to 95, but that would be an option or Route 1. But sitting right here, I'm watching this one red vehicle northbound right at the ramp at 197 has moved about 10 feet in the last 30 seconds. So not a good situation there on the Parkway northbound. The wreck in Harford County, 95 southbound at the ramp at Route 24. If you're over in the Eastern Shore area at Queenstown, the accident southbound 301 at the intersection of Route 304 had some lane blockage. Baltimore County has an investigation underway. They have closed Scott's Level Road near Winans Road. Local detours underway in that area, kind of north and west of the Beltway at that point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 50s, upper 30s tonight. Things start to get mild and temperatures near 60 on Friday, mid to upper 60s on Saturday. So get out and enjoy this weekend. Right now, cloudy 32 and 731 in Parkville. Another exchange, Mackenzie Frost grilling Mayor Scott over this these false invoices for these CBOs discovered by Isabel Cumming, despite the large redactions in whatever the city decided to hand over to her. She was able to still get through it and at least find some. I mean, again, I said this is just tip of the iceberg, but once again, we're talking about the metrics involved here. Even though it was a pilot program, you don't gauge success of or failure of a pilot program without some performance metrics, and that was the gist of Mackenzie's question.
But why would this city launch a program without performance metrics in place in the first place?
So I would disagree with a little bit of that, but you're talking about a pilot, and I would say to Mackenzie, we should give you some follow-up about what the intent around Sidestep was, a program that, again, has not, this is 2026. This program ended in 2024.
Mayor Scott, though, the October report from the OIG said that Sidestep did not have performance metrics, though. That's what I'm asking about.
I've already answered your question and told you we'll give you a follow-up, Mackenzie.
So, again, so trying to, speaking of Sidestep, the mayor trying to sidestep Mackenzie's question, saying, oh, this program ended in 24. It's now 2026. Well, again, this was your program run through your mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. And so is Safe Streets. Safe Streets is still ongoing. And remember, Safe Streets, the mayor has been super secretive about the identities of the felons. Convicted felons have been hired to participate in the Safe Streets program. The Safe Streets program, some of their locations were found to be dens for illicit drugs, illegal guns. People have actually gone to jail through the Safe Streets programs. So, again, this, I think all is fair game when it comes to tax. Now, if you want to fund it privately, that's an entirely different matter. But if you're going to use tax dollars in any of this, you must be transparent. And the keeping the identities safe and arguing that Catholic Charities and LifeBridge and they were the ones that were going to run Safe Streets and we're going to hide the identities. And then he actually, remember, he used to compare them to police officers. But he's opposed to masking ICE. Why is he opposed to masking the identities of the Safe Streets? ICE agents are law-abiding agents authorized by statutory law to enforce the immigration laws of these United States. Safe Streets employees, I don't know in every case, but in many cases, are convicted felons. And he's ineffectively, rather effectively, masking their identities by making sure that they're not employed by the city, that they're drawing checks from LifeBridge and by Catholic Charity. So there is room for concern here when it comes to Sidestep, when it comes to Safe Streets, when it comes to all these programs being run out of the mayor's office. I understand you want to divert youth. I think it's a good idea for somebody that's made a mistake that it is not a violent crime. If somebody has gotten themselves in trouble with the law and they're 14, 15 years old, I do think you can divert them, but there must be accountability in that diversion. Yeah, whether it's detainment by the DJS, the ankle monitor stuff, let's face it, that's broken. It doesn't work. It never will. Because we don't have enough people to watch enough juveniles that have violated the laws. And the parents don't care, or grandparents, whatever the case may be. Their little Johnny and Janie are little angels, as far as they're concerned. They have no intent to watch them and to hold them accountable. That's obvious by now for anybody that is put up in this system. The education system has failed these children in Baltimore City. The parents, the grandparents, and the so-called people in authority like Mayor Scott, except for Ivan Bates. Ivan Bates is still saying, bring a toothbrush. But I'm still waiting for him to start holding parents accountable. And if he wants to clean up the smoke shop problem here in Baltimore City, if he wants to clean up the juvenile thug problem, then he's going to have to start holding some of these parents accountable. But I think Isabel Cumming is doing excellent work, and I just think that we need more of her. We need one at the statewide level. We need one to, they basically killed the Inspector General idea for Baltimore County education. Democrats did. Democrats don't want you to know where your tax dollars are going. That's why Mayor Scott fought so hard to redact this information, and now is making Isabel Cumming sue him and subpoena him for the rest of these documents. So keep in mind that is what's at stake here. All right, give us a call. Let's know what you think. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. It is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth after the 8:30 news. We'll ask her about that, her exchange with the mayor yesterday. Also still to come right after the news here, the president's NATO threat is going to reap some dividends. I think he's going to get some results, and that's coming up in just a second. But right now, let's get some news headlines once again with the update. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A 19-year-old Anne Arundel County man has pleaded guilty to the 2025 killing of a garden center owner in Davidsonville. Jonah Poole admitted to murdering 67-year-old Stephen Koza, who was the owner of Tropic Bay Aquatic Garden Center. Koza was found dead in a pickup that had been set on fire in the parking lot of the business. Kylie Dakes is also charged in the murder, and her trial is set for this summer. Poole briefly worked for Koza. He's scheduled to be sentenced in June. And Fox News reports that a late-night robbery at a Canton tobacco shop led a clerk shaken after three juveniles allegedly attacked her with a fire extinguisher and stole from the store. The robbery happened at Prime Tobacco in Canton on Monday around 9 p.m. Police audio captured the clerk screaming as officers were dispatched. The clerk, who did not want to go on camera, said three juveniles came into the store carrying rocks, sprayed her in the face with a fire extinguisher, and robbed the business. Baltimore County leaders say violent crime has hit a five-year low. At the end of December, the county had recorded 28 homicides compared to 55 in 2021, representing a 49% decrease. And during the same time period, there was a 45% drop in non-fatal shootings. Baltimore County police also say the clearance rates for homicides and non-fatal shootings reached a record high last year, exceeding the national average. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the homicides and non-fatal shootings underscores the department's ongoing focus on prevention, community engagement, and successful enforcement strategies. And 11 students were evaluated after someone set off pepper spray in a Baltimore County school bus on Wednesday. The incident happened at around 4 p.m. in the 8300 block of Pleasant Plains Road in Towson. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So the normal delays so far this morning on the Beltway. We had a report there might have been a broken down vehicle temporarily. Outer loop around the ramp at Bel Air Road. I didn't see that. We're slow after that. Putty Hill, Hartford, over to Providence Road through Delaney Valley Road. The inner loop now at Green Spring begins to slow towards the hill at the JFX. And the west side's there every day. 795 down the hill through Frederick Road and then towards Wilkins Avenue and eventually towards 95, a very good drive through there. The inner loop is busy coming up the hill from I-95. Baltimore County still has a detour. They had an investigation. Scott's Level Road near Winans Road blocked off detour there. Downtown overnight, an MTA bus was involved in a wreck at St. Paul Street at Madison. So again, Maryland Avenue or Guilford Avenue to get around that. Right now, we're getting a report. A new wreck just came in northbound Route 29 near the ramp at I-70. We'll check on that. 10-minute delays currently at both harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds back in action yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, taking on the Jays as Jeremiah Jackson continued his push for a roster spot.
Takes it to heart.
Driven to the opposite field to right center, and it's gone. Jeremiah Jackson takes a 2-2 pitch the other way.
Dan Schulman had the call on MLB TV. An oppo shot for Jackson starting at second base. His first home run of the spring, and it was the difference in a 3-2 win over the Jays. It also caught the attention of the manager.
Jeremiah, we've been throwing a lot at him, kind of continuing from last year with a bunch of different positions, trying that out. He's getting comfortable at second base, and yeah, bat quality has been solid all camp. But yeah, to see go leave Oppo like that is really impressive.
One infield spot still available on the roster as the Birds wrap up spring play. Four games left now, opening day just 1 week from today. Meanwhile, the Birds doing something this year that I believe will be much appreciated, allowing fans to watch batting practice. Gates A and H will open 2.5 hours before first pitch for early access to the ballpark, allowing fans to watch the Orioles from Utah Street, the flat court, and the left field bleachers. This applies primarily to select Monday through Thursday night games. The past and the future on full display last night in D.C. The past, Tom Wilson and the great eight scoring goals for the Caps. The future was the 19-year-old Cole Hudson.
Here it is.
Cole Hudson through center. Hudson closes, fires, it scores. Cole Hudson. Celebrate.
Joe B had the call on monumental and empty net power play goal for the Caps' second round pick in his NHL debut, no less, as the Caps got a much needed 4-1 win over the Sens. And by the way, Wilson and Ovechkin now are the only remaining Capitals from the 2018 championship team. First round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament gets underway today at 12:15 p.m. when Ohio State tussles with TCU. Number one overall seed Duke takes on Siena at 2:50 today. Michigan gets Howard at 7:10 p.m. tonight in Buffalo. Meanwhile, Navy's season ended last night in the first round of the NIT tournament. 82-72 was the final. Senior point guard Austin Benigni had a great year, scored 19 points, dished off 4 assists. Navy finishes 26-8. Junior guard Jordan Pennick had 18 points on the strength of 4 three-pointers. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should Jack Hughes get his puck back?
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
So first of all, you're going to see Jack Hughes, what, is it Saturday?
Tomorrow night. The New Jersey Devils are at Capital One Arena, and my sons and my grandson, we're all going to see the Caps. Hopefully, still playoff hopes, while barely alive, it's still there. But I do know the Caps are going to honor Jack Hughes.
Absolutely.
Before the game.
You give him a standing O.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the question now becomes, I'm sure fans are familiar with this, Hughes is requesting the puck back that he scored the game-winning goal, the golden goal, actually, in the Olympics, from the Hockey Hall of Fame, saying that the rightful owner of the puck is him. And the question is it? Because the Hockey Hall of Fame says it's not him, it's us.
Well, which hockey? Is this the NHL Hockey Hall of Fame?
No, this is the Hockey Hall of Fame. So it's not only NHL. And that's really the point here, because this was an international game.
Right.
And kind of, I wouldn't say the rules, but kind of the tradition is different in international hockey than it is in NHL hockey. In the NHL, if you score a milestone goal or whatever, they usually give you the puck.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But in the international game, it's not like that. That doesn't happen because it's international. There's just too much going on, too many countries involved. So I think technically the puck doesn't belong to Jack Hughes, but morally and kind of should you do it, I think he should get it. What do you think?
I would argue the opposite. I think, putting my lawyer hat on, they often say possession is 9/10 of the law.
Is it a fedora?
And yes, it would be a fedora. Thank you.
Yep.
Possession being 9/10 of the law, he was the last one to actually possess the puck when he shot it into the net, scoring that golden goal.
I mean, did he actually possess it?
It's on your stick. Hockey rules are, for instance, when there's a penalty and you touch the puck, they blow it dead. So as soon as your stick touches that puck, you are in possession of the puck under hockey rules. He was in possession of that puck, and then, therefore, was his puck, and it should be returned to him.
I say order in the court right now.
Well,
that's a pretty persuasive argument,
my friend. I was prepared for you on
and
that
you
one.
Look pretty good in a fedora, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on KC and Company. That's the kind of stuff you get here, folks. Nowhere else. All right, thanks, Gary. All right, so I want to tell you about the president threatening to finish off Iran and let Asia and NATO be responsible for the Strait of Hormuz. Now, as soon as he said that, then they hit the big P button. They got this, the EU and the NATO, and they all have this big button there with P on it, and it's called the panic button. And when Trump owns NATO, okay, we are NATO. Let's face it. And when he says stuff like that, he's the one that started, you know, getting them to contribute what their fair share is. Nobody else, no other president was able to do that in my lifetime. And so then Don Bacon, who is an establishment rhino Republican, he soiled himself as soon as he heard Trump say that.
If he broke up NATO on his own, it would be a civil war in the Republican caucus, the conference. Most of us would find that totally unacceptable, and I'm not alone. There's a large group of us that believe in our alliances and standing up for freedom and pushing back on China and Russia. We don't want war with these guys, but you got to be strong. And if he went in and somehow, you know, destroyed or tore up NATO, it would probably destroy the party for many years. There would be many that will never forgive that.
It would destroy the Republican Party.
I think it would implode.
And maybe that needs to happen. Just saying. I mean, what good the Republicans are right now. I mean, they certainly aren't doing much of anything. Especially, they did get the one big beautiful bill bell, but the Save America Act, I think they're going to fail miserably. But sometimes things are just too funny. Less than 24 hours after President Trump said Europe's refusal to escort their own oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz might lead him to reconsider staying in NATO, suddenly ships are en route. Poland sending two escort ships. Denmark says they are willing to send escort ships. France went from a no to a maybe. And then there's NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says everyone's trying to figure out how they can help President Trump with the Strait of Hormuz.
When it comes to Iran and the risk of Iran getting its hands on a nuclear capability or a ballistic missile capability, we have consistently said as NATO collectively that that cannot happen. So it is really crucial that that capability of the ballistic missiles, of the nuclear capability, is severely degraded. When it comes to the Strait of Hormuz, I have been in contact with many allies. We all agree, of course, that strait has to open up again. And what I know is that allies are working together, discussing how to do that. What is the best way to do it? They're working on that collectively to find a way forward.
I do think in the end of the day, they're going to find that way forward that's going to be helping. Well, first off, this is oil that China and Japan and Asia, mostly Asian countries, not so much Europe, has a lot of Russian oil. But even now, based on the Russia-Ukraine thing, they've diverted to Iranian oil. And I think they're going to find a way. Why? Because the last thing the European Union and some of these countries want to do is have to pay for their own defense. That's the last thing they want to have to do. And that's the reason why I think they're going to. And Trump knows that. Trump has all the leverage. And he's using it wisely. 743. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now. You get to match wits with Kristen and Maggie and Lugnuts here. And we got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs. So give us a call. 410-922-6680. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I brought you as a service, Sabernes Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're finally moving some traffic now northbound on the BW Parkway. The wreck was there at least an hour on the northbound side at 197. Some breaks in the traffic now, and we're starting to move. We still have to bring everybody else up from Powder Mill Road and from 198, but at least we're on the move through there. The new wreck, and we don't see it in the camera. The camera's looking at I-70. The report of the accident was northbound Route 29 at I-70, so keep an eye out for that if you're coming up on Route 29 for Route 40. Hang on a second. Back again now. 15 to 20 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Last check on the JFX. No issues there. And all the normal delays in and around the Beltway. Baltimore County has a detour set up with an investigation. Scott's Level Road is closed at Winans Road. Winter driving has been very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie get under the hood. Check everything out. Make sure all the hoses and your brake pads and everything are normal, and do whatever you have to do to get ready now for some warmer weather driving. Finally, don't forget, Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary beginning in April. So congrats to Bernie there. See them at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Oh, gorgeous weekend is coming up. Mostly sunny, low 50s today, upper 30s tonight. We warm up tomorrow, cloudy, mild 60. Saturday, highs in the mid to upper 60s. So it might be first weekend in spring. Get out there and do some gardening. Get outside, get some exercise, do whatever.
Run around naked.
Yeah, exactly. Because it wasn't really a snowy winter, but it was a brutally cold winter that we had. Right now, it's 34 in Stevensville. Cloudy skies, 32 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have our contestant, Jeff, is on a cell phone on 83. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, the United States government has apparently registered the domain aliens.gov. There's no website being hosted by the domain yet. 1 month after President Trump instructed federal agencies to release government files related to aliens and UFOs, now there's a website, aliens.gov.
Mm-hmm. Take me to your leader.
Story two, the Mamdani administration in New York City is proposing to erect religious monuments atop the Freedom Tower at Ground Zero to promote unity among the faiths. This would be across the a Christian cross, a Star of David, and an Islamic crescent, 15 feet in height. And it would be visible across the city and to the world, he says. New York City Council would also need to approve that. In story three, Canadian drag queen theater, The Birdhouse, is planning a big drag queen show to raise money for the radical Islamist Palestinian cause. The event will be held May 3rd in Vancouver, British Columbia. And Chuck has got front row tickets.
Now, I usually like to sit three back on a deal like that.
The last
get
part,
your eyes poked out.
The last part I did make up.
Yeah, I know.
Chuck's not
so it is fake news. I'm going to go
no,
with three right off the bat.
The story without the truck going in the front row.
No, technicality now. Three is the fake.
I just disclosed it.
It doesn't matter.
Had I not disclosed it.
You stepped in
look,
it.
Look, man, you're on Robitussin here this morning. So
you call me man?
I know you're a little cloudy.
You say, look, man?
Yeah, you can't
my
say
my name is Chuck.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, please.
Stop fighting.
All right. Story one, aliens.gov.
Right.
Story 02, religious monuments approved atop the Freedom Tower by the Mamdani administration. Story 3, Canadian Drag Queen Theater announces a show which will not be attended by Chuck.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Still fake news.
All right, you get to go first.
Two.
All right. Chuck goes for Stew.
Stew.
Good old Stew.
Two and Stew.
Some Stew right now.
I wish I was stewed.
Kristen.
Well, I know the White House likes to troll and have fun with websites, so I can see that being true. And sure, Canada drag queens, sure. So I also say number two.
All right, Krista goes for two. Maggie?
I third that motion.
All right, Maggie goes for two. And Jeff on 83.
I'm going to go with two.
Hmm?
What was it, the last part? Two? You broke up a little bit. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to go with two.
Two, okay. Want to make sure we get that. Vote recorded for prosperity. Story number one, aliens.gov, true story. Story number three, that is the Canadian drag queen. Although it's interesting to Chuck, that show is a true story. Story two is our fake news story of the day. Everybody goes out a winner today. And we'll put you on hold, Jeff, tell you how to get your prize.
Wise guy.
We all got it right. Who are you mocking?
He's mocking me. That's
I'm
what he's doing.
Him because he mocked me.
When
I was going to the show.
That's fair. That's allowed.
I'm not supposed to tell people I go to those shows.
Just look, so you're not in it.
I have had listeners tell
stop
me.
It. You know you want to see it.
I have listeners tell me they have seen you at some of these kinds of events years ago in on the block.
Well, they used to have them in Irvington in the back room at Neptune's.
That's right.
Stratty was one of the acts.
And Donald the Singing Bush.
Yes, oh.
Donald the Singing
That's
Bush.
That's how he got
wow.
his name.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, indeed.
All right, thank you, Chuck. 7:50. 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, a Maryland delegate introduces a bill that would prevent schools from hiring those charged with serious crimes. We'll talk about that. Top of the hour, Ed Hale had a press conference yesterday with the sheriffs. What was said there, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth a little bit later on this morning. She had an exchange with the mayor yesterday as well. So lots to come here on Casey and Company.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America.
This guy is out of touch.
He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. What do you say to being called foul mouth?
Yeah. Ooh, sweet thing.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Good news, bad news here on the Perry Hall stabbing that happened last Friday. A juvenile has been arrested in connection with the stabbing incident that occurred at Perry Hall High, according to Baltimore County Police. Yesterday, the police announced the arrest of the teen who had been charged with first-degree assault for the stabbing. I'm a little confused. When you stab somebody with a knife, isn't that attempted murder? I mean, it could be second degree or third degree. I'm not saying it was premeditated, but when you stab somebody, I mean, if you hit them with a fist, that's assault. When did stabbing with a knife get downgraded to first degree assault and not a murder charge or attempted murder charge, rather? Someone please, in the law enforcement, explain that to me, number one. Number two, no identity because he's a juvenile. All right, so they won't identify, as I'm saying. I think we need to change that up here in this state, but good luck. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, still basking in the glow of victory. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
You call me a basking?
Oh, yes, that's right. You're a son of a basker.
Thank you. Mr. Casey,
you cut me quick. Does they call you Fat Basker?
That's nice. That's nice. You hear that, folks? You hear that? For those of you who are enjoying your ride this morning and not listening to him, southbound I-97 with the normal backup down Annapolis at Route 32, there was a report there may be a minor wreck right after Benfield southbound. It's maybe adding to this just a little bit. But after 178, as you're going south on I-97, you're good to go all the way down through 50. And then we're clear through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge through the Severn River Bridge and over towards the ramps at I-97. All the normal delays on the Beltway, both the tunnels fluctuating back and forth, 10 to 15-minute delays on the southbound side with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, gorgeous weekend, sunshine today, low 50s, upper 30s tonight, cloudy, mild, 60 tomorrow, and Saturday in the mid to upper 60s. So going to be a pretty nice weekend. Right now, 31 in cloudy in Columbia, 31 in Owings Mills. And legislation intended to make our children safer in schools now progressing through the Maryland General Insane Asylum in Annapolis. The bill, which was drafted following our good buddy Chris Pabst over at Fox 45's Project Baltimore, his investigation into Harford County hiring a bunch of people with a serious crime allegations and or convictions on their record. Delegate Lauren Arakin, Harford County, went before the Maryland House Ways and Means Committee yesterday, testified in favor of House Bill 1418, the public and non-public schools employing individuals charged with crimes prohibition, and she explained, announced that bill yesterday.
What we have found in our county, thanks to the reporting of Fox 45, is that multiple individuals that were charged with fairly serious crimes were actually in our school systems working.
Yeah, and this does have bipartisan support. Four Republicans, two Democrats from Harford County support it. It prohibits public and non-public schools from hiring, retaining, or employees charged with certain crimes, including crimes of moral turpitude, distribution of drugs, certain federal crimes, and any felony. Also, under the bill, any employee who fails to report any of the previously mentioned charges or convictions would be prohibited from working in school system for 5 years.
We really want to make sure that the folks that we're hiring do not have severe and serious criminal penalties that are pending.
Remember, last fall, Project Baltimore reported that the Harford County Public School System hired Lawrence Smith to be an 8th grade English teacher at Edgewood Middle School. At the time he was hired, he was facing 15 federal charges related to wire fraud, income tax evasion. In October, he admitted to a felony charge and stealing over $200,000 in overtime pay from Baltimore City Schools, where he once worked as a police officer and football coach. After pleading guilty, Smith left Harford County Public Schools. He's going to be sentenced in mid-April. Weeks later, they broke the news regarding Kyren Thomas, who even after a gun conviction was working inside Edgewood Elementary as a math teacher. In 2025, while still employed by the school system, Thomas was charged with 8 additional crimes, including drug distribution and firearms access by minors. Despite those additional charges, he remained working at the Harford County Public School System for 5 months. And, you know, that was a mess. You had Dr. Bolson, who is now gone. Remember his little New Orleans fiasco with the woman, and a black woman in a green dress that showed up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, well, that kind of pretty much explains what the hell's going on in Harford County Public Schools. But, you know, Arrican says, look, this is bipartisan sponsorship. There was not a single testimony or written opposition to her bill at the House Ways and Means, House Ways and Means Committee yesterday. And so, you know, it should get a vote. Now, the question is, in the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien, pro-juvenile thug, general insane asylum, will it get a vote? I'm not saying it won't, but, you know, I won't believe it till I see it.
Any bill that has no opposition should immediately get a vote. It's a kitchen table issue. We want safe schools, making sure criminals or those that are charged with serious crimes are not in our schools. Very easy thing for families to support, and that the legislature should back those parents up.
Yeah, they should. They should do that, because you never know what you're going to get in these school systems if you're not doing the proper vetting. There's a story, and I think it's out in Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. It's got to hear somewhere in the stack of stuff today. A school principal has been busted. Here it is. Oregon school principal suspended for bashing Charlie Kirk was sentenced to over 5 years in prison for child sex abuse images, including one of an infant. Okay, so that's what some of our school systems are employing. This is not a bash on all the teachers and all the administrators, but a proper vetting must be done. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling there for you if you need them. And right now you should schedule a maintenance visit, schedule a repair visit for your air conditioning system right now before it gets really, really hot. Do it before they get really, really busy. And because the last thing you want is, you know, it's July and August and your air conditioning system needed refrigerant, or it needed a working part, or it's clogged filters, whatever the case may be. They'll come out and make sure that you're ready to go. You won't have to worry when you need it the most. Your air conditioning system will be there and work at 100% efficiency. And you want to make sure that, you know, because many systems are working, but they're not working efficiently, thus it's costing you more money. We're watching these utility bills skyrocket, so part of the problem is your system might be inefficient. Tim Kyle will fix that. Call for your appointment, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can log online, timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, Ed Hales at a press conference yesterday with Maryland Sheriffs, and we'll tell you what they had to say. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Israel remains in Iran's crosshairs with multiple missiles fired at the Jewish state overnight, at least 3 deaths reported. Iran also continues targeting its Gulf Arab neighbors, and correspondent John Gambrell says those countries are rattled by attacks on their energy infrastructure.
Right now, the Gulf Arab states are weighing what to do. We heard from Saudi's foreign minister overnight, who said that any trust that had with Iran was gone now. So we don't know if that means that the Gulf Arabs are going to allow the Americans to potentially use their military bases to launch attacks on Iran, or if that could mean the Gulf Arab states engage in combat directly with the Islamic Republic. But all signs point to further escalation in this war that so far shows no signs of stopping.
And War Secretary Hegseth to deliver an update on Operation Epic Fury later this morning. Well, it seems we may never know the extent of the deadly toll taken by COVID-19.
About 840,000 deaths were logged in 2020 and 2021. Researchers report in Science Advances that up to 155,000 more COVID-19 deaths went unrecognized. The missing deaths cluster in the first months of the pandemic. The study says Hispanic people faced higher odds of going unaccounted for. It also points to several southern and southwestern states. Researchers link the gap to limited testing and uneven death investigations. John Scott reporting.
Following an occasionally contentious confirmation hearing today, the Senate Homeland Security Committee could vote to advance Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's Homeland Security Secretary nomination to the full Senate. Committee Chair Republican Rand Paul has already said he is a no vote on the nominee. Wall Street, Dow futures down 152, NASDAQ futures 127 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. They called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels now with backups that are going back to about 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most on 95 and 895. Everybody's moving. I just checked 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and as far down as the junction at 95, Russell Street and 395 right there at Camden Yards. All the lanes there are clear. The sky ramp from northbound 95 into the convention center, all the lanes are open through that area. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are out there. Parkville side through Greenspring, 795 to Frederick Road. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in Pikesville and 35 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox News reports that legislation intended to make your kids safer in school is progressing through the Maryland General Assembly in Annapolis. But the bill, which was drafted following a Fox 45 News investigation, is running out of time to pass. With just weeks remaining in this year's legislative session, Harford County Delegate Lauren Erickson went before the Maryland House Ways and Means Committee. Erickson on Tuesday testified in favor of legislation she introduced, the public and non-public schools employing individuals charged with crimes, prohibition, or House Bill 1418. 11 students were evaluated after someone set off pepper spray in a Baltimore County school bus on Wednesday. The incident happened at around 4 p.m. in the 8300 block of Pleasant Plains Road in Towson. The bus driver returned to the school and a hazmat team responded to clear the scene. Officials say the pepper spray was apparently activated by a student who found the canister attached to a set of keys that had been left on the bus. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 901, the pick 4, 2078. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long.
Well, what is Albert Suarez's future in Baltimore? The big right-hander hasn't pitched particularly well in spring, but he did yesterday, though, against the Jays.
Swing and a miss, and Suarez gets it with a high fastball. And Suarez will get him. Back-to-back K's to begin the bottom of the first.
Ruthlessly for those teams.
And Albert Suarez gets Kirk, and he just struck out the side.
Dan Showman had the call on MLB TV. The 36-year-old former first-round draft pick spinning it yesterday. Five strikeouts in four innings pitched. One run as the Birds down the Jays 3-2 was the final. After the game, manager Albanez took notice.
The fastball had a little extra life hit today. Off-speed offerings were there. Slide breaking ball was sharp. Did a good job controlling the strike zone. But yeah, it was a solid day for Suarez.
Depending on what the Birds decide with Zach Eflin, if he makes the opening day roster or not because of the injury, one or two bullpen spots could still be available. And finally, soccer history made last night in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Aguilon is there, cutting it back in. Lionel Messi looking for a shot. It scores! Lionel Messi, the 900th goal of his illustrious career.
Ball was on Fox Soccer Channel. Messi joining Cristiano Ronaldo was the only male players to accomplish 900 in soccer history. Ronaldo with 965. A sidebar here, Pele is recognized by the Guinness World Records for scoring a total of 1,279 goals in his career, but that includes friendlies and exhibition matches. His official competitive tally is 778. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's left for the Ravens to target? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we have, of course, congressional dysfunction continues to still hold up President Trump's agenda. And there are a lot of people that are so-called elected officials that probably should leave based on legislative malpractice. Mackenzie Frost is going to join us in less than half an hour. She goes in-depth tonight, and we'll tell you what those topics are all about, what we're going to be focusing on. We are going to ask about her exchange with the mayor yesterday. But our top story here once again today is Ed Hale, who is a Republican gubernatorial candidate, held a press conference yesterday, a meeting with several Maryland sheriffs to discuss public safety bills. Now, as you know, one of the very first actions bills that came out of the Maryland General Insane Asylum was this emergency bill that Governor Moore signed and the progressive Democrats all wanted, and that was to stop the formal agreements with local law enforcement and ICE. And that's sort of a kind of just virtue signaling because they could still work with ICE. They just couldn't have a formal agreement. That led, I think last week was Sheriff DeWeese that joked about, well, ICE stamped informal on the agreement to make it an informal one, but we're still working with ICE. Then there's the Community Trust Act, and that was produced by David Moon, the Marxist Democrat from Montgomery County. That basically would just eliminate all cooperation with local law enforcement and ICE agents. And then, of course, there's the Youth Charging Reform Act, which would remove the automatic charging of youth juveniles in adult court and put that in, reverse it. They would automatically be charged in juvenile court, and then prosecutors would have to convince a judge to get them charged in an adult court, which in this state could be a challenge with a bunch of the bleeding heart do-gooder liberal activists that are sitting on the bench in black robes. So yesterday, Mr. Hale met with these local sheriffs and said after listening to them, he certainly stands with them.
Regarding the police, and particularly with the sheriffs that are here today, again, I stand with you.
And so what does that mean? That means that in opposition to these bills, obviously, and we heard from some of them, Sheriff Gaylor and Sheriff Lewis was there from Wicomico County, Jamie Dykes, the state's attorney for Wicomico County. They were all present yesterday, and here was some of their reactions.
What we have seen coming out from Maryland legislature, and sadly much of it endorsed or approved by the governor, that's why we're here today, to have a conversation. To make sure the public stays aware of what is happening in Annapolis, what is happening to our state. It is just egregious beyond compare.
The days of coddling criminals has to end. It has to end. The bills that we have now are rendering police totally useless, and it's a shame.
That's a great point. It is. It's rendering, might as well not have police. If you can't arrest, if you can't, you know, they just, to me, it's like, why even bother? They're supposed to be there for public safety, and sometimes you see a patrol car, you see a policeman walking the beat. It is a deterrent, but now, of course, they've basically have neutered many of the police when they took away the Bill of Rights for law enforcement officers, which happened a couple of years ago. Sheriff Mike Lewis, Wicomico County, has been a frequent guest here on the program. We've reached out to him. I'm sure he'll be joining us in the near future. He called these bills an absolute betrayal.
These two bills are contradictory to what our own governor told us we could do. It's lunacy. It's deception, and it's the biggest betrayal to law enforcement I've ever seen.
Yeah. All right, more from Sheriff Lewis and from Ed Hale coming up in just a second. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there might have been a broken down vehicle here temporarily on the inner loop. Excuse me, a second, hold on.
Yeah, go right ahead, clear that throat, get that cough,
yeah, you know, I'm
take a
it all
shot
day.
Of Bailey's, whatever it is you're doing.
Yep, police car just went up with a vehicle ahead of it on the inner loop north of Security Boulevard, so I think that's what held us up. I was looking at the camera and I said, wait a minute, we're getting a backup here before I-70. So that's moving, and more than likely they'll get up into the painted out area right before Liberty Road and get that vehicle onto the shoulder. Of course, right there at Security Boulevard up to Liberty Road, that's the construction area, and there are no areas to pull off. So he's behind the vehicle and they're on the move. You're backed up on the interloop coming up from Route 40. The interloop through Green Spring is already cleared out. Hopefully it'll stay that way. The west side outer loop moving a little better, but still heavy. 795 to Frederick Road, and there is some slowing on the Parkville side. The heavy traffic is still pushing south with a little more than a 10-minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, high in the low 50s, overnight temps in the upper 30s, mostly cloudy, mild tomorrow, high near 60, Saturday, mid to upper 60s, and a nice weekend. Right now, 35 and cloudy in Annapolis, 32 in Ellicott City, and from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to mark America's 250th birthday celebration. America's 250 is celebrated by and brought to you by our friends at Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It was on this date in 2003 The United States, along with coalition forces primarily from the United Kingdom, initiated war on Iraq. Just after explosions began to rock Baghdad, Iraq's capital, U.S. President George W. Bush announced in a TV address, quote, "At this hour, American coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger," end of quote. President Bush and his advisors built much of their case for the war on the specious claim that Iraq under dictator Saddam Hussein possessed or was in the process of building weapons of mass destruction, something that Secretary of State Colin Powell had argued before the United Nations. Hostilities began about 90 minutes after U.S. imposed deadline for Hussein to leave Iraq or face war. It passed. The first targets, which Bush said were of military importance, were hit with Tomahawks from U.S. fighter bombers and warships stationed in the Persian Gulf. In response to those attacks, Republic of Iraq Radio in Baghdad announced, "The evil ones, the enemies of God, the homeland and humanity have committed the stupidity of aggression against our homeland and people." Though Saddam Hussein had declared in early March that it is without doubt that the faithful will be victorious against aggression, he went into hiding soon after American invasion, speaking to his people only through the occasional audio tape. Coalition forces were able to topple his regime and capture Iraq's major cities in just 3 weeks, sustaining few casualties. And then President Bush declared an end of major combat operations on May 1st of that year. Despite the defeat of conventional military forces in Iraq, an insurgency continued, an intense guerrilla war on the nation in the years since military victory was announced, resulting in thousands of coalition military insurgent and civilian deaths. One of the bloodiest battles was in the Battle of Fallujah. After an intense manhunt, U.S. soldiers found Saddam Hussein hiding in a 6 to 8 foot deep hole 9 miles outside his hometown of Tikrit. He did not resist, was uninjured during the arrest. A soldier at the scene described him as a man resigned to his fate. Hussein was arrested, began trial for crimes against his people, including mass killings. In June of 2004, the provisional government in place since soon after Saddam's ouster transferred power to the Iraqi interim government. And in January of 2005, the Iraqi people elected their own National Assembly. A new constitution for the country was ratified. In November of 2006, Saddam Hussein was found guilty of his crimes against humanity and sentenced to death by hanging. His appeal was unsuccessful. He was executed December 30th, 2006. And no weapons of mass destruction were ever found in Iraq. The U.S. declared an end to the war December 15th, 2011, nearly 10 years after the fighting began. Another one of those endless forever wars that President Trump is seeking to keep us out of to this date, even though we are in major combat operations with Iran at the moment. And that is brought to you by the Smile Design Center, America 250 birthday celebration, each and every day at this time.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
You know, if you haven't been over to the showroom yet at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, you should get there because it is amazing, it is impressive, and it is stunning. Over 70 different brands on display. Trying to get a new refrigerator. Eventually, we just had to get our cabinets modified a little bit to fit the new one, so we're getting close to going back in to seeing Mayor over at Town Appliance. And now's a great time to see them because they're having their 47th anniversary shopping event going on right now, along with flexible financing options as well. Check out their website, townappliance.com. Look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway coffee machine. No purchase necessary. And good luck. And make sure you tell them I told you to go and see them at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
They know the walls are closing. That's all there is to it. That's all you can take from this is the leadership of the Democrat Party is the enemy of the people. I told you it's an 80-20 issue. 20% those who lead the Democrat Party, those who are principals of the Democrat Party, 20% versus the 80% of the rest of Democrats and the 100% of Republicans who want to protect our country. And the 20% wants to destroy it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We got more coming up. Ed Hale with the sheriffs. More comments from Sheriff Lewis and Mr. Hale himself. In the first hour of today's program, we did mention that the Maryland Senate has now passed its budget, the governor's budget, $71 billion. So it's about a $1 billion increase from last year. So this idea they were cutting programs and cutting spending, again, the math doesn't just, it does not add up, number one. Number two, a lot of these are funds that have been transferred from one program to another, et cetera. There have been some minor cuts in programs, but not wholesale cuts, which need to happen. And the structural deficit did not get addressed yet again. So in 2027, we're looking at a $3 billion structural deficit. Thank you, Governor Moore and Democrats. And by the way, six Republicans, including Senator Chris West here in Baltimore County. Well, he and J.B. Jennings, probably the big names that you would recognize, along with four others, voted in favor of this budget. And again, I just don't. Obviously, these are big government Republicans that, you know, this idea that we go along and get along, we have to vote for the budget. Even no, you don't. I mean, I understand you don't have the numbers to stop it, but I don't know where your principles have gone, if you even had any. Of course, they have their own reasons for doing it, but I just think it's important that you know that this is not a true opposition party any longer here. At least those six aren't. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the King, Lug Nuts Johnson.
We still have Baltimore County reporting that they have Scotts Level Road closed. They had an investigation this morning at Winans Road in that area, and they had a perimeter set up and a detour in that area. So, again, the local traffic there, the word is right now, that's still blocked off. There are some slow areas on the Beltway. That broken-down vehicle did clear from the inner loop north of Security Boulevard, so that's on the way. Baltimore County heading out to maybe some wires down now. The 11,700 block of Bel Air Road, that would be up towards the Kingsville area, and we'll check on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, low 50s and upper 30s, the expected low for tonight. And then things get better. Cloudy, 60 on Friday, and mid to upper 60s by Saturday. Right now, 32 and cloudy in Reisterstown, and cloudy 38 in Ocean City. So, again, the governor, gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale, meeting with the sheriffs and the law enforcement officials yesterday to getting an update on recruitment, on retention, what their priorities, what their concerns are, etc. Sheriff Lewis talked about the Youth Charging Reform Act, which is just another way to not hold juvenile thugs accountable.
They must be held to account, and there is no accountability when it comes to juveniles in this state.
No, there isn't, and there hasn't been for years now. It's been going on 3 or 4 years. We've seen this has been a slow degradation of law enforcement, as Sheriff Lewis called it, a betrayal. Ed Hale says that, you know, he's looking to make sure that we have enough police and that they are properly compensated.
I believe very strongly that the police should be getting pay increases. Well, how are you going to pay for that, Governor Hale? Well, I believe that we would make cuts elsewhere.
Okay. And I'm sure he means that, and I'm sure he wants to do that, and I'm sure he's got in his head what those cuts are. But let me just pause for just a second, and I would say this of any of the candidates right now, so I'm not picking on Ed Hale. I think we're 12 weeks out. We're 12 weeks out of a very crucial primary in electing a Republican that is going to go up against a machine, Democrat Governor Taxson, spend more. Now, it's being reported that they have somewhere in the vicinity of $12 million already on hand. It could be $15 million, for all I know. But it's pretty significant. They have a significant advantage in money. They have a significant advantage in ground game. And they have a significant advantage in that most of the media is in the tank for them as well. So now more than ever, Mr. Hale, Mr. Cox, Mr. Myrick, and others, we need specific ideas and proposals. And you need to identify them, and we need to know what cuts and where and how you would make them and who would be impacted and who would be affected. Now's the time to draw the lines, the difference between. See, we just had six Republicans vote for the governor's budget and the Democrats' budget. So we don't know where everybody stands. Now's the time to differentiate yourself, draw the contrast between the tax and spend. Look what happened. You've got a mountain of momentum behind you after last year's largest tax increase in history, $1.67 billion. Marylanders are upset over that. And then you pile on top of that the energy bills that are coming in. And I know you've addressed that. I know some of your specifics have come out in some of these candidates on energy. But we now, with 12 weeks to go, you got to get that message out. And you got to get it out, and it has to be repeated ad nauseum. You got to do whatever you can to get your message out so people can know where each one of you candidates stand on this. Because there might be some gray areas. There might be areas where they're black and white. But these are the things that we as voters need to know. We don't need a generic, I'll make cuts. We need to know what cuts you're talking about. Are you going to cut the blueprint for the future? Are you going to eliminate the red line? Are you going to see if you can rein in the Climate Control Act? Some of the Republicans are doing that with the Empower Act and getting us out of Reggie and so on and so forth. But that's the Maryland Freedom Caucus and a few individual Republicans. What we need from our gubernatorial candidates is specificity. I know Kristen wanted to weigh in.
I 100% agree with everything that you just said. And, I mean, I understand that Republicans running in the state, it's very tricky because you first have to win a primary, and our Republicans are very, well, half the party is very conservative, and then you kind of have to pivot and then win a general election. So that is, you know, where you have to appeal to a lot of Democrats and moderates and independents. So it is tricky, and I know that sometimes candidates are concerned about saying specifics and all that, but I 100% agree with you because I think that we just need to hear more from them. We understand if you have a certain position, but you're right. We need to hear more specifically how they're going to do it. And I also think that another lesson we could learn from the sheriffs, you know, Sheriff Gaylor and Sheriff Lewis, like you said, are regulars on our show. Chuck Jenkins as well, though he wasn't there yesterday. But you also need to hear that passion and energy, I think, too, when you're running for office. And, you know, obviously you have to be yourself. You can't pretend to be somebody else or be a performer. But I do think that that's how you reach people, too. Sheriff Lewis never disappoints in the firepower. Right. And you can tell it's also coming from his heart, not just his head. He really cares. Otherwise, I don't know why these sheriffs would stay in the jobs, you know, that they have. But I do think it's significant. I haven't seen these particular sheriffs show up with a particular candidate on any level too often in the past. So I do think that that's significant. We need to be united because it is a very uphill battle in Maryland. But I think if we all have more in common than not, that was a good showing. But we need to see more of it.
I think your comments on pivot is interesting because, you know, that you're right. You do have to excite the base. Mm-hmm. But then you do have to go out and make an argument to the general Marylander. Again, and I think you do that with common sense. I think President Trump has proven that you can do that on 80-20 issues. So identify those 80-20 issues and use your common sense. And these are the issues that are going to resonate with all Marylanders. I don't care what political stripe you are, what gender you are, what race, whatever the case may be. Common sense, I think, will rule the day. And hopefully they will do that shortly. Amen. All right, thanks. Great point. Thanks, Kristen. 8:30, coming up next, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth. And right now we got Maggie Hunter going with some headlines.
And thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a youth diversion program no longer in existence is at the center of conversation in City Hall after an inspector general report found alleged fraudulent invoices. And Mayor Brandon Scott said his office is the victim. The Office of Inspector General released a report on March 17th about the Sidestep program, a youth diversion pilot effort that's no longer in place. Inspector General Isabel Cummings said she found multiple fraudulent invoices from at least two community-based organizations, CBOs, that cost taxpayers thousands of dollars. And Baltimore County leaders say violent crime has hit a five-year low. At the end of December, the county had recorded 28 homicides compared to 55 in 2021, representing a 49% decrease. And during the same time period, there was a 45% drop in non-fatal shootings. Baltimore County police also say the clearance rates for homicides and non-fatal shootings reached a record high last year, exceeding the national average. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the homicides and non-fatal shootings underscores the department's ongoing focus on prevention, community engagement, and successful enforcement strategies. 11 students were evaluated after someone set off pepper spray in a Baltimore County school bus on Wednesday. The incident happened at around 4 p.m. in the 8300 block of Pleasant Plains Road in Towson. The bus driver returned to the school and a hazmat team responded to clear the scene. Officials say the pepper spray was apparently activated by a student who found the canister attached to a set of keys that had been left on the bus during an earlier route. Last week, there was a pepper spray incident on a school bus on Ebenezer Road in White Marsh. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. I sometimes get letters or phone calls from Jewish listeners who applaud me for my stand on Israel. My response to that is simple and to the point. Any Christian, any true Christian, who doesn't love the Lord's people Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem isn't worth their salt. There is a movement within Christianity, a false doctrine known as replacement theology, that basically says that because of the Jews' rejection of Jesus as Messiah, the church has now inherited all the promises of God previously given to Israel. And many of those same people are now blaming Israel for our current conflict in Iran. This is not a stance Christians should take, and the Bible backs that up. The Apostle Paul, himself a Jew, said in Romans 11, has God cast away his people? Has he rejected and deserted the Jews? His answer was emphatic, God forbid. God told Abraham that he would bless those who blessed Israel and curse those who didn't. That's where I'll take my stand. This is Pastor David Lewis, Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels are still backed up. The 895 is backed up just beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway, and 95 is slow back before the bridge at Eastern Avenue. From there, going into both the tunnels and then through the tunnels, 20-minute delays right now on the southbound side. Some leftover slowing on the Beltway, still there. It's moving a little better on the outer loop at Hartford Road. We're slow through Green Spring to the JFX, and the west side is still kind of breaking up a little bit, but still heavy before Liberty Road down through I-70, getting better after the ramps at Frederick Road. Minor accident earlier was off to the side on the inner loop near the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It is time to warm up today. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the low 50s. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the upper 30s, turning mostly cloudy on Friday, but even milder with highs near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As Tylan Wallace becomes the 12th Raven free agent to walk out the door, the question is who's coming in? Or better, who's still left? GM Eric DaCosta says the Ravens are still in pursuit.
The hunt goes on, and we are super excited about this team, where we're headed. A lot of opportunities today, tomorrow, this coming weekend. Promise not to do too many signings this weekend so you guys don't have to write too many articles.
That's nice of Eric DaCosta. Targets at edge rusher should they decide. Joey Bosa, Von Miller, and Cameron Jordan are available. D-line help could come in the form of DJ Reader or Larry Ogunjobi. That could be an issue because Nnamdi Matabike's status still unclear. Orioles news, team heads to Tampa today to take on the Yanks at 105 with Dean Kramer taking the ball. Yesterday, the Birds took care of the Jays with an offseason acquisition continuing to deliver.
Here's Blaze Alexander, the center fielder today, popping one up, shallow right center, and it's going to drop. Just flared it into no man's land for an...
Dan Schulman had the call on MLB TV. Versatility, the name of the game for Alexander, who cemented a spot on the opening day roster. Birds beat the Jays yesterday. 3-2 was the final. MLB commissioner teases possible schedule change for the WBC. Rob Manfred telling CBS Sports yesterday as the game continues to evolve, quote, "We have talked about midseason tournaments in general, and certainly if we decided to get serious about this, a midseason tournament would be an ideal opportunity. unquote. The current timing of the WBC has caused issues, particularly with pitchers who are not yet stretched out in the month of March. If you've got sixth-seeded Louisville in your NCAA pool as a sleeper, beware. The Cardinals announcing yesterday star freshman Michael Brown out today against South Florida. He's not expected back if they make it to round two. NCAA women's basketball tournament also gets underway today with the first four. Tomorrow, the field of 64 begins. Number 5-seed Maryland takes on 12-seeded Murray State in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Happy heavenly birthday today to the first winner of the Heisman Trophy, Jay Berwanger of the University of Chicago. Was born on this day in 1914. He passed away in 2002. And also happy heavenly birthday to the Bowtied basketball coach who won 830 games during nearly a half century at Mount St. Mary's. The great Jim Phelan spent his entire 49-season career at the Mount, taking the Mountaineers to 14 NCAA Division II tournaments, including five trips to the Final Four and a national championship in 1962. Phelan is the all-time winningest coach in Maryland State history and was born on this day, March 19th of 1929. And finally, on this day in sports history, we take you back 60 years ago to the day, March 19th, 1966, Cole Fieldhouse, College Park, Maryland, Texas Western, now known as UTEP, beat Kentucky 72-65 in the NCAA Finals, becoming the first team with an all-black starting five to win college basketball's national championship. And a sidebar here, one of those five was a guy by the name of Big Daddy Latin, who played for the Virginia Squires with Dr. J in the ABA. My first basketball game ever at the Miami Beach Convention Center in the ABA was Virginia and the Floridians. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37. Once again, time to go to our newsmaker hotline where Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's government investigative reporter, goes in-depth tonight at 5:30. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, I mean, you look at this Office of Inspector General report that was issued this week, in which the Isabel Cumming found false invoices for a couple of community-based organizations in the now the program that's no longer in place, the pilot program known as Sidestep. Does it cause you any, I guess not vindication, but we've been looking at Safe Streets, you've been looking at Safe Streets and Sidestep now for a long, long time. Do you think this is the beginning of the beginning here as far as the, is this just tip of the iceberg?
Well, I think that it is the beginning of a long line of questions, right? And, you know, we've been asking questions about Sidestep. I was just going back through some of our archives this morning as I work on a piece for In Depth later tonight. And, you know, we've been digging into this for almost a year now. And this program really kind of flew under the radar for a long time, and it's similar to some of the other programs run out of Monsey in the sense that these community-based organizations actually run it, and therefore the city gives them contracts, and that means that we don't really see how the money is spent, and that is an all-too-familiar operation.
Do you think that's intentional?
I think that's how the city has things set up, and that is definitely the standard operating procedure, and has been for quite some time, at least, you know, certainly under this administration. And it allows a lot of people to say that they don't know and it's not their responsibility because these CBOs are the ones handling the day-to-day operations, and they get to explain, you know, detail how they spend the money, but it really shields the public from seeing exactly where their money is being spent, because again, a lot of this funding is tax dollars.
So Isabel comes and gets these documents, and they're heavily redacted, and she's still able to tie some of the loose ends together, and then she issues this report with criminal referrals, we might add.
Right.
And then the mayor's office, Stephanie Mavronis, the director of Monzi, says, well, you didn't give us any details, so we can't really follow up on the criminal referrals, or we can't necessarily do our audits or claw back money. Well, aren't they the ones that redacted these documents? Don't they have their documents in their possession, the unredacted versions?
Yes. And also, Monzi is the one who has this information to begin with, right? I mean, these invoices were sent to them. And yesterday, the mayor said that the city and Monzi are the victims. Well, weren't they the ones that had these invoices, and they, you know, were the ones supposed to be reviewing this? And we know that Monzi, according to the response in this latest OID report, Monzi did an internal audit, and this is being the audit is ongoing, and they caught one already. Now, do we know if this is one of the same that the OIG, you know, caught as well, or is it, does that bring the number to three different CBOs? We aren't sure. But it's interesting to kind of say and to read the response to say that Monzi says that the OIG didn't provide them with enough information to know exactly what's going on, when the law department and Monzi has all of the information to begin with.
So the criminal referrals, are they going to Ivan Bates' office? Is that the one that will be investigating this?
We don't know yet. I asked the FBI and the city state's attorney's office. Neither, you know, we'll say for sure. Both say that it's their policy to neither confirm nor deny the possible existence of an investigation. So we'll have to wait and see whether it goes federal or if it's going to be handled at the state level, if anything comes of it, at all. Obviously, the investigation also could result in the possibility of nothing if they decide there's not enough there.
Is the inspector general saying who she made the criminal referrals to?
No, she won't say.
Okay, more with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 In-Depth tonight at 5:30, coming up in just a second. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
The backups have eased up just a bit now at both the harbor tunnels. We're under 15 minutes now and decreasing pretty rapidly, so that's good as you're moving south. Right here at O'Donnell Street on 95 South, the brake lights are there, 895, about the same area about O'Donnell Street and the Lombard Street ramp. So nothing major right now. We're moving, and it looks like within the next 30 minutes or so, those backups could be gone. Beltway is starting to settle down. The west side is still the busy area as you're moving south from Liberty Road, down the hill eventually towards Frederick Road, and down towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Could be nice. Sunny today, low 50s, upper 30s tonight. A cloudy but mild Friday near 60. Saturday looks pretty good, mid to upper 60s. Right now, 37 in Annapolis. It is 34 in Pikesville. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Mackenzie, I want to play a clip that you aired on Fox 45 here for you. I want to get your perspective on this. I know you're never supposed to make yourself part of the story, but I did want to get your perspective on this. Here's the clip from your report.
Mayor Scott, because your administration will not comply with the subpoenas from the OIG, given this investigation or potentially conflicts with other requests for information, how can city taxpayers feel assured that fraud or fraudulent activity isn't going on with other agencies or other programs?
Well, first of all, Mackenzie, your question is just blatantly wrong.
Is your administration complying with the subpoena then?
The subpoena portion is really for outside. The other agencies provide documentation to the Inspector General probably on a daily basis. We're going to continue to do that as we always have. But for what you in particular have to understand, what we are not going to do, even if she wants us to do it, is give her information that we cannot give her based on state law.
Now, I'm not the only one that have noticed this. There's some other folks that have noticed. It seems to me that the mayor takes great umbrage with you individually. Your question is blatantly wrong. You in particular, do you get a sense this is personal, or is it directed toward Fox 45, or this just goes with the territory?
I mean, it comes with the territory, right? I think that you have to have thick skin to do this. I've been doing this in Baltimore for, you know, more than 5 years, and I think that it's potentially, you know, at Fox 45, I think that the mayor, you know, anyone who has watched has seen kind of the back and forth that I've had with the mayor for several years. So it just comes with the territory, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, again, I expected you were going to say that, but I just think people know. People notice that he treats certain reporters differently than he treats you, maybe because you just get a very good job of getting under his skin. that's your job. I mean, that's what you're hired to do. So this whole thing now with Sidestep, and this program ended in 24, and the mayor is saying that he brought that up in his response that, you know, I think in your metrics question, that, look, this ended in 24, it's now 26, so get over it. But if they're running Sidestep like this, what does that not bode well for safe streets? And I don't know if we're ever going to get to the bottom of that program.
Right, and that's kind of the, you know, that was kind of the question. And to be fair, there were some performance metrics, but the OIG report did make it clear that there weren't clear performance metrics to really gauge how successful this program was. And that was really what I was trying to get at. And I think that, you know, that was really the heart of the question was, program after program, we kind of see this pattern of questions about success and what does it mean to be successful. And, you know, that seems to be up for interpretation, whether it's with Sidestep or whether it's with other programs that we continue to see run through Monzi or really any other agency in the city.
I'm asking this question now because it's kind of all interrelated, but regarding the transparency of safe streets and Sidestep, but the mayor is completely opposed to ICE agents in the city masking themselves, but he's okay with masking identities of safe streets employees. So is there a little bit of a conflict there?
You know, that's the first time I really thought about that. But yeah, I mean, that's true. We don't have the, you know, in names or really identities of them. And the mayor has made it clear that it's to protect their safety in the community, even though these workers are supposed to be credible messengers and known community members. So the people in the community are supposed to know who they are, I guess, just not the general public.
Do you get a sense that the Sidestep investigation is complete, or is there still work to be done here by the inspector general?
I wouldn't be surprised if there's more work to be done. I was just going back through, you know, I think in October when I talked to her about it, she said it would be a few months before the full report came out. And now, you know, here we have this one. Is this the full report? I mean, she still has those redacted documents. The lawsuit is pending. So if she's able to get that information and she's successful in court, I wouldn't be surprised to see another report come out from her office about Sidestep. And we should also mention that bill that, you know, the mayor was talking about, that he believes the law that's preventing that information from being disclosed to inspectors general across the state, not just Baltimore cities, there's a bill to make sure that IGs get that access. That seems to be stalling in Annapolis right now. And crossover day is coming up, which I know is somewhat of an arbitrary deadline, but it doesn't seem like that bill is going to gain enough traction to be successful, which really poses an interesting question for watchdogs across the state.
Yeah, and I think that clearly when the Democrat governor, Wes Moore, appoints his deputy counsel as the new inspector general replacing Rick Henry, I think that speaks volumes. I think they want no part of a statewide inspector general nor any other kind of oversight.
Yeah, I mean, the statewide IG has, you know, the governor has been clear that he doesn't believe that's necessary when they have, you know, other entities and other agencies involved, kind of they believe doing the work like the audits and other reviews. I think that if you ask experts, audits, you know, are somewhat different than an inspector general. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of all of these different IG bills.
We'll be tuned in tonight, 5:30, Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost in depth. And thanks again. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. 8:50, time now for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. A dog was wandering for days in Alabama with a bucket stuck over his head. But now he's been rescued thanks to a social media-fueled search by locals. The whole time, Buck, the dog, was out and about with a bucket on his head. Another runaway dog stuck by him. And here's the man that helped rescue Buck, Eric Bowman, talking about how he got that bucket off his head.
I come up behind him with a pair of snips and started cutting on the bucket. And we eased the bucket and got the bucket off his head. And it was like his whole attitude changed. As soon as that bucket come off his head, you could see the relief on him. And he just went almost limp.
Yeah, both dogs are now recovering with a veterinarian expected to be put up for adoption. And our feel-good news brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, now celebrating their 47th anniversary sale.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
High five! Up top!
Dave's company just got the 5-year price lock guarantee from Comcast Business.
Yeah!
It's 5 years of gig speed internet, advanced security, and a great rate that won't change. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Heck yeah!
He hasn't given this many high fives since Deborah brought in her famous banana bread.
Yes!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities.
And it's hurting, but I am not stopping. Woo!
For a limited time, now through March 29th, switch to Comcast Business to lock in your rate for 5 years and get a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Or ask how to get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Don't wait. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account required. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
853, traffic weather on the threes. Final report for the day. Lugnuts Johnson is going to go home and nurse a hot toddy or two.
Yep.
And hope you feel better, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Other than the stuffy nose and a little scratchy throat, I'm doing okay. Southbound 95 at Powder Mill Road. Late minor accident there. It appears to be on the shoulder, and now it's confirmed on the left-hand side. So heads up for that as you're traveling south of 216. There's also a new wreck in the last 10 minutes. 29 southbound going towards Columbia after Route 100. Not seeing any big backups there. But again, just a heads up there. It's a big interchange as you're coming south from Route 40 and after the ramp at Route 100. The Beltway is beginning to settle down. Still some delays. Nothing major, though. But you're still backed up and some slowing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 50s, upper 30s tonight, and then it starts to get nice. Cloudy and mild tomorrow, 60 Saturday, upper 60s. Getting close to that boating weather temperature that Kim loves. Cloudy 34, Forest Hill 37 in Dundalk. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Yes, by April 1st, we should have all this behind us. It will officially be boating season.
You know, it hasn't been a really bad snow, but it's been a really brutally cold winter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It we is. Had that one bad storm with the snow and the ice that laid on top and
right.
That stuck
was
around
bad.
For
I
weeks.
Was so sick of looking at it every right. time I got out of the door. So hopefully it'll be warmer going forward. We don't have to think about bad
Fingers
times.
Crossed.
Yeah, so lots to talk about today, especially locally. I wasn't very shocked by Mayor Brandon Scott's comments saying that really he and Monzi were the victims of all of this fraud in his office.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute.
wait a minute. You are the one that is basically hindering the investigation by not giving Isabel Cumming all of the information. And yet now you're the victim. And I will say, Sean, he has not once said that he's looking into any of this himself. He didn't say whether or not they're going through their records or their files to make sure there isn't any fraud. He's just saying, no, no, no. There's state laws. We can't give this information to Isabel Cumming, the OIG. So it is what it is.
He's such a sympathetic figure. and then complaining that the Mavronis says, you gave us limited detail.
Yeah.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but how limited was it? I mean, there's that limited detail because they aren't getting anything. But at the same time, it was enough detail to get a referral to go to the police department. You at least have that, Stephanie.
Yeah, well, McKenzie says we're not sure if it's feds or local or both. We don't know yet. Gosh. No one's talking.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Shout out to McKenzie Frost. I know she was just on with you. But, I mean, she's been digging into this for quite some time. She always knew. You could tell there was always something there.
Yes.
And she figured this out.
She kept digging and digging and digging. Yeah. And rightfully so.
So we'll talk about that, of course.
Good.
We're going to talk about the latest with Joe Kent. And allegedly, he's now under investigation with the FBI. I also saw some of, you know, the interview he did with Tucker Carlson yesterday. So we'll talk about some of those details. Of course, we got Tori Snow in the Know today, also at 10 o'clock, with his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And so much more.
All right. All coming up next. Kim Klasick live. Always entertaining. Always informative. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is now basically begging wealthy people who fled the state to come back. And the reason why is hilarious.
And being conscious of the facts that I need people who are high net worth to support the generous social programs that we want to have in our state. Right. Now, there are some patriotic millionaires who stepped up. Okay. Cut me the checks. I mean, just if you want to be supportive, but maybe the first step should be go down to Palm Beach and see who you can bring back home, because our tax base has been eroded. So I philosophically don't have a problem. It is like I have to look at the fact that we are in competition with other states who have less of a tax burden on their corporations and their individuals. And I would say remote work changed everything. There were people who could only work in an office in Manhattan or work in New York State. And they were captives to our state. They were going to stay. We saw that that's not the case. I mean, you know, Wall Street businesses looking at Texas, they're not going there because they have a nicer governor. I know that for sure. But they're going there because of the tax rate. We have to be smart about this. But we can fund what we want to fund with what we already are taking in.
Now, that ship sailed a long time ago when she says we have to be smart about this. She's asking the wealthy New Yorkers who fled to Texas and Florida to come back to help fund her welfare programs. Are you kidding me? Jeez. Governor Moore, are you listening to this insanity? Democrats don't think. They just, it's like scorpions. They sting. That's their first response. Sting, sting, sting. Don't take time to think about anything. Wow. Spring, I'm just all discombobulated now for that one. The spring selling season is here. If you're thinking about selling your home, spring is here. It's starting tomorrow. Number one recommendation is Vinny Steele Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And for 9 years in WCBM here, I've been telling you about Vinny and his Home Sold Guaranteed Realty because of the results and guarantees are different. And again, he sells three times faster, 3% more than the average agent. And that adds up to real money. On a $400,000 home, that's about $12,400 more in your pocket. He's has 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, so your home may already be sold. That's right. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Get his upfront written guarantee. He'll sell your home at 100% of market value, or he'll pay you the difference. It's 410-709-7515, or visit VinnyStio.com. I'm off tomorrow. Jeff McDonald will be sitting in. See you Monday. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.